Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tiffin High School. We're going to talk right now with head coach of the Northwestern Tigers, Mr. Rob Patchett. Good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you too, AJ. Always a pleasure.
I say what, coach? I'm going to miss him. Communication this week between you and me was excellent. I appreciate that. I want to also mention, you're in your third year at Northwestern. Your 12-year coach overall, your passion for football is off the charts. How did that come about, you liking football?
I was a fourth sport athlete in high school, and the football was kind of my passion. My dad was a big-time basketball player, but he was 6'9", and I was 6'1", and so I saw the writing on the wall, and I went to college and played football, and one day at practice, it was a beautiful spring day, and I'm just standing out there, and the sun was shining, and it just hit me. There's no place I'd rather be, and I've been, 32, 33 years later, I'm still doing it. So they always say when you pick a job, pick something that you love, and I certainly love doing this job.
It's evident. I mentioned you're a pretty stout young man. I'll call you a young man because you're the same age as me. But I will mention that you're the strength coach. That kind of tells me when you have a strength class, you kind of have the pick of the litter. You're looking for talent also.
Yeah, I mean, we do some recruiting out of that. One of the things that our administration has allowed me to do also is every kid that's coming into high school that's a football player, and honestly, most of our athletes now take strength and conditioning throughout the day. And at a school our size where kids got to play sports, multiple sports, I mean, that's a big deal that we can get them in the weight room that day and catch them up. And so we do a little recruiting out of there, but, mostly the football guys are the football guys, and those are the guys we go with, so.
I'm going to bring this up before I forget. Synthetic field turf. Northwestern Tigers, Dan Armstrong.
Yes.
You guys are the pioneers for synthetic field turf, especially in the Hoosier Conference, maybe from the MIC.
Yeah, that could be. I'm not sure. I know Lafayette Jeff might have been the first school in the state to do it way back in the day. Was it Center Grove? Okay, then I remember when Lafayette Jeff got it because I was teaching at North Central High School back then. Gosh, I'm getting old. Dan, we have great facilities, turf baseball, turf softball, turf soccer, turf football. So for a small school, we have fantastic outdoor facilities.
I'm going to mention you got two wins on the season. They were decisive wins. You got one last week. You played Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. I called their phone number, talked to their lady that answers. They are a quality outfit.
Yeah, they were good people. We knew, watching tape that they were a young program and that we should have some advantages, but you never know how your guys are going to play. And so for us, we're trying to learn how to win still. We won a close game against Benton Central, scored a lot of points. In years past, I don't know if we win that game, to be quite honest, but these kids persevered and we stuck it out. We won that game. And then Blackhawk Christian, we knew going in that we should win. And you're always worried if they execute, but they handled it well and they went out and executed and they did it with class and did what they should have done against a first year of school.
Absolutely. And my friend that helps me in the broadcast, Larry Murdoch, said, did Northwestern have to punt in that game?
We did punt in the second half. We played all our young guys. My older guys did not play in the second half. We scored 56 points in that first half, and the only scoring we did in the second half, my kicker, Owen Pills, is an all-state kicker and punter, kicked a 42-yard field goal.
That is excellent. I'm going to talk about your offense. Number 17, Brock Shank. He's a junior quarterback, 6'2", 175. His targets are all seniors. Jacob Benz, Cameron Davis, Dave Fierce Craig, and Garrett. Help me, Gillis?
Yeah, Garrett Gillis is actually hurt. So I think actually the number 3 receiver, if you look on Max Preps, is actually a freshman, AJ. And he's been spreading the ball around really, really well. Brock's ceiling is really high. He's been spending a lot of time working in the offseason. He works with a couple quarterback guys down in Indianapolis, and we're really fortunate to have him. I think he's a high-quality high school quarterback, and I think, if he keeps working and doing the things he's doing, he could certainly play after high school.
Coach, I certainly appreciate you. I'm going to bow out here, but thank you. What are going to be the keys to this ball game?
For us, over the last 3 years, even last year when we played Tipton, we felt that we were good enough to beat Tipton, but we turned the ball over. Tipton teams are always going to play hard. They're well coached. Coach Toll does a great job. They're always physical. So we have to match that physical intensity, and we can't turn the football over. And if I think if we can match that intensity and not turn the football over, we might have a little bit of an advantage.
Thank you, sir. That is Northwestern coach, Mr. Rob Patchett. That's Rob Patchett. I didn't mention to him. He probably would talk about it. Eastern Thomas High School. where he went to high school. He's an 85 graduate. You can tell that guy knows the game. He played the game, and he looks like he could play tonight. But we're going to talk in a moment here with Coach Toll. We're watching the Blue Devils take some timeouts. They're working on the field right there. And Coach Toll calls some plays. And we'll talk to him when he has a moment. 21-32 left pregame. I tell you what, Larry, that was Coach Rob Patchett. What a gentleman, and I tell you what, the guy loves football.
I'm sure he does, yeah. I think you don't stay in it that long if you don't really love the game. So I'm sure he's excited about tonight. Both teams looking hungry for a win. So hopefully we have a good competitive game tonight.
So that's basically what he said, too. I mean, he's talking about, past games, but this isn't a past game. This is a game tonight.
Yeah, it is. And, every opponent's going to give you a different look. From what I remember about Northwestern in the past, they like to throw the ball around a little bit. So we're going to have some challenges with Oliver Conaway out. I talked to him. Sounds like he's out for the season. So we're going to be, starting some seeing the young guys. Yeah. So holder and, cornerback and wide receiver. So I know Dakota Garman, starting safety, a freshman, he's going to be starting at wide receiver. So he's got a big job ahead of him tonight.
Coach Toll, I hope you have a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Hey, I want to mention I'm Coach Toll, 135-76, working in the 19th year. As you see written down there, there are 7 years in a row where the Blue Devils have been victorious. And I got to mention, Coach, before I say this, sometimes you don't like the stats that I mention because I have to. But of those 7 games, the Blue Devils averaged 45 points per game, gave up 8.7.
We would certainly take 45 points tonight, that's for sure. We've been struggling scoring points, so that's awesome to say. The Northwestern game has been a great rivalry ever since I was in high school. It wasn't a conference game back then, but it seemed like we faced each other in the sectional a lot and had some great ball games back, even back then. And now they're a conference opponent. We've been lucky enough to have, what I think you said, 7 straight wins. So we would certainly like to make that 8 tonight. And we're due. We've had a rough 3 weeks here. We've kind of gone through a gauntlet. We played 4 ranked teams of the first 5 games we've played. When we played them, they were ranked with a very young team. That's that's tough sledding. So we need to make some good things happen early on. We've kind of put the onus on our offensive line. Want to dominate the line of scrimmage. Obviously, we want or need to run the football. And we need to get some momentum in our corner. It's been a minute since we've had that. So we need to start feeling better about ourselves. And once that happens, I think people will start to see how good we really are.
Coach Kinnick, you got a matchup in the East Division. You got Northwestern. They're 2-3. They're 0-1 in the division. Kipton's going to have their first divisional game tonight. They're 1-4. We mentioned last week Northwestern ended up with 59 points on the scoreboard. Blackhawk Christian to 7. That might have been a tainted game.
Blackhawk Christian's their first year of football, so anytime you're in that kind of situation where you just started a program, you're probably going to get some lopsided scores. But in watching the film, I thought Northwestern executed. They did what they were supposed to do. They executed both offensively and defensively, built some confidence. So that's kind of scary from a coaching perspective. They're coming in here feeling pretty good about themselves. They scored 50 points against Benton Central and won that game. But on the flip side, they haven't played the number of ball clubs that we have either. So we've got to, like I said, we've got to get momentum in our corner early and build on that.
I just want to mention before I forget, IHSAA.org. If you dial that, you go on online. Keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. The playing field is another term there rather than classroom. I want to mention a guy. He's a senior, Jackson Neville. He's a senior quality guy. Wears number 16 for your Blue Devils. He's a yes sir, no sir type of man. I don't know about you, but back in the day, we didn't say yes sir or no sir. They do now.
I've been pretty blessed. Our kids kind of talk. That's a lot of times that's how our kids talk to our coaching staff. And I just think it's a show of respect. But getting back to Jackson, Jackson is a he's a great young man. He transferred here from Tri-Central a couple years ago. Is an excellent student in the classroom, is a leader in the hallways, is looking to go into the armed services. out of high school. I think that's going to be a great fit for him. You know, he is. He's a great young man and has great character, and we're proud to have him in a blue helmet.
Coach, at the top here, I'll mention your offense. 81, Joe Clouser, 5'9", the wide receiver. He played defensive cornerback. He's got a lot of upside.
He did. He's probably maybe one of the biggest surprises for me this year, coming out, in as a sophomore and being a two-way starter. You know, so we're putting a lot on him as a sophomore, but he's reacted really well, and if he's going to wear that number, he needs to.
I've got a couple guys wearing 75. They're both juniors. Logan Hussan, Riley Coleman, respectively, 5'10", 245, 6'2", 260. They're on their way up also.
Two juniors that just came in the season with not a ton of experience. So they are, we've thrown them in fire, and we certainly hope that they're getting better each and every week. And, you know, playing the three teams we have the last 3 weeks, I would certainly expect some improvement tonight.
First, I got to mention that famous little slogan of flipping the switch. Flip the switch. If you want to become the will do, you're going to miss the key.
This is a game that, you got to find a reason to you can call it whatever you want. Flip the switch. Find a reason, to be motivated every Friday night. And, you know, that sometimes that's hard for a young kid to figure out. By the time you're a junior and senior, it's not that difficult. But, hopefully we flip the switch early on tonight. And, I think we're getting the ball first, and, we need to put a good drive together, get some points on the board.
Thanks, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob.
So we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Aaron Pohl. He's going to meet up with his players before they went into the locker room. They want to, and Coach Toll, Coach Patchett, they well deserving to have that title as a head coach.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, Coach Toll made a good point. You know, sometimes with young people, you don't know how they're going to react to, the tough times, you know, and, I know the coach has been working with them quite a bit. Like you said, the offensive line, trying to get their heads back into it and be positive and I think, I think they bought into that. So we'll see if they can execute that tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to speak real quickly here with him, Coach Larry. Coach Larry, former athletic director for Tipton Blue Devils. How do you see tonight's ball game?
Well, I looked at the score for Northwestern last week and, they blew out Blackford, Blackhawk Christian. And then I realized the first year of football, so it's hard to judge.
Very much so.
There, although they did win one game, I think it was against Delphi early in the year, 50-48. So they can score points, but they can also give up a lot. So
you should know.
Yes.
That is Mr. Larry, and I'm talking with Mr. Larry Murdoch here beside me, and then we'll walk up this direction. We'll have a pregame in the booth. At 6:44 on the wristwatch, 13:50 on the pregame scoreboard before kickoff, and then we'll walk up this direction amongst the Blue Devil fans. We'll walk in the side door on the north side, and then we'll walk up the stairway. Actually, it's a ladder. It's not too bad. Got some good grip. It's secured well. Should be for 223 pounds. But anyway, that's the way it is today. So we'll miss Blue Devils, Tigers. Football gonna happen on a Friday night. You know these gentlemen, both teams, these guys been working all week, getting ready for the ball game all day today. You know they were thinking about the football game. And I'm sure Coach Toll can attest to that. And Coach Rob Patchett can attest to that. But you still got to get your studies in. We're going to mention this right now a little bit when we welcome, ladies and gentlemen, we are at Tipton Sports Complex, the Tipton Ford Field. Homecoming tonight, we might have a 20-minute halftime. That's okay. We've got plans for it. And I'm right here at Tipton High School tonight. The education-based high school varsity football game, the Northwestern Tigers and the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutmanInSports.com since 2008. And we are thankful with Mr. Robbie Pendle. Sticking with us, we're sticking with him. But I'm tell you what, Larry, should have a good ball game tonight. The field is empty. Both teams are in their respective locker rooms. I say, what do you think is happening in each locker room right now?
Well, I'm sure, you know, this is early in the time they're in the locker room, so they're probably just going over their, you know, some of their plays and assignments and that kind of thing, just making sure everybody's on the same page, you know, what they're going to do and before they put it into action, you know, and then right before they go out, somebody will say something real inspirational, get these kids ready to run through a brick wall, and like I said, right now they're probably just making sure everybody's singing out of the same hymnal, so to speak.
Very well put. Say what, the officials are down there, one of them stretching out. You got to stretch out, Larry, because you never know when that ACL is going to show up.
Oh, yeah. We saw where one of our coaches, Wednesday night, we played, middle school played Northwestern here, and boy, he was coaching away, and didn't realize two guys were coming at him full bore and tackle right into his knee and tore his ACL, I believe, or at least partially tore it. So he's walking around in a brace tonight. So, yeah, you got to pay attention even when you're not playing ball.
Trayvon Diggs, practice, Cowboys, ACL, he's out this year.
I tell you what, they're just running backs just seem to be dropping like flies. And I know in the NFL right now, you know, they're not putting a big value on the running backs, but you know, of course, we're down to what, fourth team guy already in the year. So I guess I can see why they don't spend that much money on him. But then again, you get a good one, you better hold on to it.
I said, well, you pray for Nick Chubb of the Browns. He dislocated a knee in college at Georgia. He got rebuilt. He's ready to go, and he did it again this week.
And I think I always think of that of Willis McGahee. You know, back in the national championship against the Buckeyes, tore his knee up something terrible. And I think he tore it up again in the pros, but he ended up having a nice long career. But yeah, it's the medical part of the game is so different than when you and I were playing. And they can build him back up. But yeah, that was pretty ugly to see. And I saw a still shot of it today, and it looked even worse than seeing it live. So.
And Aaron Rodgers, happened to him. The next day had surgery. He's going to show everybody he's coming back.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have a love for the game, you know, to do that. And, you know, it's like you look at Peyton Manning all the years that he played hurt and, you know, with his neck and different things. And, you know, it's a whole different world in the NFL. And that career can end just in a snap of a fingers. But, yeah, I was kind of surprised to hear that he wanted to come back. But, you know, I hope he does. I hope he does a good job.
One thing about a guy like him, and you talk about a guy that's already signed a contract, Lamar Jackson being one of them, he's playing well, and once you sign that contract, you just play the game like you know it, and that contract and that money will happen direct deposit. He don't care no more.
Well, I see that. I know a lot of these guys are, you know, the contracts are really heavy laden on the performance aspect, the different bonuses they get, but yeah, that guaranteed money just keeps flowing whether you're playing or not.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to have the national anthem here momentarily. We might just wait for that. But, yeah, the Vikings tied in. Hutchinson signed for 62, got like 48 guaranteed. How can you guarantee that and do without the player?
Well, I tell you, that just shows how much money the owners are making. You know, the TV rights is where they make their money. And so I always say, hey, if they're paying a guy $40 million, they're probably making $400 million off of him. So, you know, I don't feel sorry for the owners at all.
Very much so. We're standing for our national anthem. Tipton High School Band going to perform at center field. Set this down. I'm going to go to the next one. That's the Tipton Blue Devil Band. They're from 40-yard line to 40-yard line, and they sounded marvelous.
Yeah, they did. We've got a new band director. I forget her name right off the bat, but I'll know next week. But, yeah, they do a great job with the music program up here, and starting with Mr. Rob Shaver, the band director down in the middle school. He does a great job getting them prepared again for the next level like we try to do with the football players. So, sounding good tonight.
We'll talk a little bit about a pregame. We'll talk about the Northwestern Tigers. Northwestern Tigers, visiting team on the scoreboard. They have a school enrollment of 605. They're class 3A, sectional 28. There are 8 teams in that sectional. They've got some tough opposition in the sectional. The top 4 I'll mention have started out the season 5 wins, no losses. Hamilton Heights, one of them. Peru, that's who Tipton scrimmaged with early season before the season started. Peru is 5-0. Tippecanoe New Valley. And in Blue Devils, aware of Tippecanoe Valley, they're 5-0. Indianapolis Chittard, 5-0. Karen Catholic was rated number 2 early in the season. I'm sure they're still rated up there. They're 4-1. Oak Hill, 3-2. McConaughey, defensive coordinator. Pretty good gentleman. Viking fan. He knows football. And I'll say that he also likes the Northwestern Tigers. So McConaughey, 3-2. Northwestern are 2-3. Women's the principal at Northwestern High School is Kim Shaw. The athletic director, he is most instrumental for putting me in sports. We're thankful for Mr. Michael Horseman and the athletic secretary, Christina Kidwell. We'll mention Northwestern High School is located at 3431. That's North County Road 400 West, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-457-8101. On the web, it's a long one. Here it is, nwsd.k12.in.us/0northwestern-athletics. There were the colors purple and white there in the Hoosier Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Each division has 5 teams. Shoot, check that out. Each division has 4 teams. Through 5 games this season, Hamilton Heights 5-0. They're 2-0 in the East Division. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 1-4. They're 0-0. We'll play their first division game tonight. Northwestern, 2-3. They're 0-1 in the East. Western Panthers are 2-3. They're 0-1 in the East. In the West Division, it's Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 4-1 overall. They're 2-0 in the West. West Lafayette Red Devils, they're 4-1. They're 2-0 in the West. Lafayette Central Catholic, 2-3. They're 0-1 in the West. Benton Central Bison, they're 1-4. They're 0-1 in the West. And we'll mention Richmond Central. The Bombers are 2-3. They're 0-2 in the West Division. Back home in Northwestern Territory, they play their home field on synthetic field turf. And they're currently 2-3. They're 0-1 Hoosier East. Head coach is Rob Patchett. Rob Patchett, kind enough to spend time with us in the pregame. He's working in year number 3 at Northwestern. Overall, working in year number 12, 49 wins, 68 losses. Rob Patchett graduated in 1985 from Eastern Calumet High School. Graduated in 1992 from Indiana University. He coached at Edgewood a couple of years. He coached at Indianapolis Arlington 7 years. Next team on the agenda for Northwestern could be next Friday night, September 29th. Western will be at Northwestern. That'll be a Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. It'll start at 7. Here's Larry Murdoch with the Blue Devils.
Thank you, AJ. Tipton Blue Devils enrollment is 454. They're Class 2A, Section 36. There are 8 teams in that sectional. Alexandria is currently 5-0. Bluffton 5-0 as well. Eastbrook 3-2. Eastern 3-2. Frankton 2-3, Tipton 1-4, Elwood 1-4, and Blackbird 0-5. Principal at Tipton is Craig Leach. AD is Corey Fernung. Assistant AD, Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer, Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They can be reached at area code 765-675-7431 or at TiptonAthletics.com. Colors are blue and white. Who's your conference tonight? Eastern Division matchup between the Northwestern Tigers, again, 2-3, and the Tipton Blue Devils at 1-4. We're at Tipton Ford Field, which is a synthetic field turf. Currently, again, Tipton Blue Devils are 1-4, 0-0 in the Hoosier East Conference. Coach Aaron Tolis, in his 19th year, 135 wins and 76 losses as his record. He's a Tipton High School graduate from 1990, college graduate from Indiana University in 1995. Next up for the Tipton Blue Devils will be Friday, September 29th, 7 p.m. Hamilton Ice comes visiting here at Tipton with a Hoosier East contest.
Hey, thanks, Larry. We'll talk about what happened last week in the Hoosier Conference. Last week, week 5, Hoosier Conference, September 15th, game night last week, 7 o'clock start last week. Benton Central traveled to Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes got the win, 41-14. That was a Hoosier West matchup. And last week, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian traveled to Northwestern. It was a non-conference matchup. Northwestern got the win, 59-7. And last week, 7 o'clock start, Hamilton Heights traveled to Western High School. That was a big East Division matchup. Hamilton Heights got a shutout, defeated Western 32-0. 7:30 last week, Richfield Central went to West Lafayette. That's another West Division matchup. West Lafayette got the win, 40-6. And the final game last week, Tipton went to Central Catholic. Central Catholic, it was a cross-conference game. Central Catholic got the win, 49-7. Blue Devils got on the board 7. Looking for the Blue Devils to get on the board several times tonight.
Well, I'm sure that's what they're hoping for, AJ. Games tonight, September 22nd and 23rd, week 6, Hoosier Conference game night, 8 p.m. Central Catholic will be visiting Rensselaer Central. That's a Western Division matchup. 7 p.m. Northwestern here at Tipton, Eastern Division matchup there. 7:30 will be Twin Lakes, with a cross-conference Hoosier Conference game at Hamilton Heights. 7 p.m. Western non-conference game will be visiting Linton Stockton. Saturday, September 23rd, West Lafayette is a big Western Division matchup with Benton Central at 7 p.m. Again, tomorrow night at Saturday in West Lafayette, or I mean Benton Central, I'm sorry.
So we're getting ready to watch the coin toss. And they're going to shake hands. They may already know. It may be simulated. And we'll find out. The Blue Devils were standing at the south end. Evidently, the Blue Devils are going to get the opening kickoff. We never really saw who got to defer or anything. So we'll just find out when they find out.
Yeah, well, Coach Cole gave us a little hint out there on the field that he thought they were getting the ball. So that ended up being the case.
Good job. I'm glad you're paying attention to hints, because I'm looking for the next question to ask.
I got you. That's your job.
Just as long as we don't get fired for this volunteer job.
I hear you.
So anyway, I guess they're going to kick off. It's going to be Northwestern. Northwestern going to kick off to the Blue Devils. And looking for a good game, we'll mention Northwestern. Just the opposite of basketball, Larry. The visiting team wears the white on a football field when the visiting team wears the dark on a basketball court.
Yeah, we had a little different one there Wednesday night when the Northwestern came. They were in their all full orange and we were in our full blue, and it looked like a bunch of a field full of flowers out there.
That's good. So the Blue Devils are going to wear the blue jerseys, white pants. They got the stripe down the leg, outside the leg. They'll get ready for the kickoff return. Deep man, it's going to be Calvin Condit. Also deep man right there is Dakota Garman. Dakota Garman is deep man. And they're going to boot it away. We're going to see number 11. Number 11 going to push the ball away. He's a senior, Owen Peel. You're going to soccer-style lineup right to the kick, 7 yards deep as the approach. There's the boot, end under end. They'll be taken at the 10-yard line by Dakota Garmon. They'll bring it to the middle of the field and look for an opening. They'll be pinned up right there prior to the 40. They might get him the 40-yard line, but he earned the 40-yard line. Excuse me, the 20.
Yeah, he did. He came up and was a little indecisive, but they just jumped right on him. So they'll start from the 20.
So Dallas Capshaw going to end of the huddle, looking at the wristband, calling the play. We're missing the Northwestern Tigers. Primarily going to line up in a four-man front. They'll run a 4-4 defensive back. They have two corners and one safety. I'm sure they'll get help from linebackers in certain cases. So they'll go under center, Dallas Capshaw. I formation. Two backs straight behind Capshaw. They're going to split wide right against tight end left. They're going to block. They're going to get to a tailback. Calvin Conner looking for a block in front of him. He's going to get a positive gain. He'll pick up three. He's going to bring up second down 7 for the Blue Devils.
And that looked like number 22, Sam Craig, sophomore on the tackle there. Inside linebacker, 5'4", 190. 5'9", 190, I believe.
So they look right there, middle linebacker. So what, he is a beefy guy. Middle linebacker wears number 22. That's Sam Craig you talked about. He's a load, it looks like. He's pretty thick. So they line up again and shot down. Dallas Capshaw. I formation. Then dotting the I, he is deep at about 7 yards. Fumble on the play. Fumble on the play. It's going to go back to Northwestern. Coach Rob Patrick talked about fumble, but here it goes. And now the Blue Devils are going to give one to them.
Yeah, it just looked like he didn't get that cleanly, Capshaw, and put it on the ground. And Joey Wilson, number 77, defensive tackle, 5'11", 270, jumped all over that one.
So Northwestern going to get the first break in the ball game. They're going to take over at the Blue Devils' 23-yard line. They'll go from the left hash in there to take the snap. A junior quarterback, Brock Shanks, 6'2", 175, quick pass. Didn't have the seams, got the pass away, caught, going to get first down. He's inside the 5, and he's going to get down to near the 2-yard line, and they're going to stop playing. They're going to tell us something that seems to be rather relevant.
Yeah, it was a very quick pass out to the flat there, and I believe Calvin Condit got a piece of him and brought him, didn't bring him down, but slowed him up, and he stumbled down to about the 5.
Illegal substitution. That's probably going to nullify a pretty good play. Let's see who it's on. It's going to be on the Blue Devils, so nope. Northwestern going to decline the penalty, and it's just like it didn't happen.
Yeah, we first and goal, about the 7 or 3, yeah. I'm looking at the wrong end of the stake there at the flag.
So from the 3-yard line, first and goal, left hash, single man in the backfield, 22, Sam Craig. He'll get the handoff left to right and go up the middle. He's trying to get the goal line, and he's going to get the goal line. Touchdown, Sam Craig, and the Northwestern Tigers get on the board early.
Yeah, Lynn is quite ill on the tackle, but that your safety is not the guy you want to have making the tackle from the 3-yard line. So he got a nice crease there and got it in.
So we're going to see the senior. He's going to boot the ball. He's going to go through the uprights. That's 22. I think that's working right there. That's number 11, Owen Peel. There's the hold. There's the boot. Pretty solid kick. Got some distance. Made it to the track. But elevation wasn't real super tall, but the kick was strong.
Yeah, he booted that one almost into the track. But, I'm sure that is not the way the Blue Devils wanted to start. The last couple games, they've had turnovers early that led to points, and they were fighting out of a bag there to start with. So hopefully we can get something turned around here.
So that's just about as you can kind of imagine that they took the opening kick. They went the distance. Now the Blue Devils are going to get the kick off.
Yep. We'll see if we get a little bit better run back here and get a better position to start this thing. So
they'll work right there. They got Dakota Garmon. He's on the left deep back. And to the right side, he's going to stand near the 5. Now the 6. He'll move a bit. That's Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit, just a freshman. He's a junior. And Dakota Garmon, just a freshman. So they're going to boot the ball away again, 7 yards deep. That's number 11, Owen Peel. Owen Peel, 5'10", 170. Right hand, a right-footed kick. To go inside. The ball stayed out of the end zone. It didn't touch the plane. It didn't break the plane. His foot backed up in the end zone, made the catch and brought it out to about the 18-yard line. That's a pretty good return compared to last time when that ball could have gone in the end zone.
Yeah, I think he probably second-guessing himself here. Probably should have let that one go, but he's wanting to make some positive influence here, so he took it out.
Just 2 yards difference, not bad.
Not bad at all.
So they're going to line up again from the left hash. They'll go under center, Dallas Capshaw. Two in the backfield. The earth is close back, fullback is number 43, Chase Hussey. He backs Calvin Condit. They're going to reverse out, pitch to Condit. He'll go right side to try to break contain. He will, and he'll take it out beyond the 20, near the 23. It's going to be a gain of about 5. It'll be second down 5 for the Blue Devils.
That's 77, big Joey Wilson again. Moves pretty good for a big guy.
So ball spotted at the 23. Just inside the right hash. Early going, first quarter. 7-0 contest. Northwestern in front. Clock moving, 10:24. Play clock is at 16 there at the line of scrimmage. Under center is Dallas Capshaw. Eye formation once again, Hussey and Condit. Split out wide left is Landon Spidell. Going to hand off. Going to go up the deck, going to get what he can, and he'll get to the 25, and that's where the wet line judge is going to spot him. The east line judge just a little bit more. You wonder who to go with.
Yeah, that was Sam Craig from his middle linebacker position again. There were about six hats, silver hats on the ball that time. They really ran to the ball well.
They went with the east line judge spot. So they got about an extra almost a yard from the east line judge spot. So they'll work it from under center again. Dallas Capshaw checking his equipment right there on his helmet. Everything's good. They're going to blow the whistle. They're going to stop play before it happens. Blue Devils going to talk this over. Third down 3. Blue Devils going to talk this over, try to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, they've got a pretty long 3 yards here for the third down to make a first. So they're going to try to draw something up. They think they can pick this thing up and keep this drive going.
Hey, when you go ahead and mention, we'll mention Tipton County Tribune. Tipton County Tribune. Well, comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.TiptonCountyTribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription and the printed weekly edition publicized on Wednesdays also allows access to the website, or can be also go online to for a subscription only. We'll get to that in a moment. Under center, checking out the offense. There's the whistle by the umpire. Under center, Dallas Capshaw. Offset eye to the left by Hussey. They're going to go motion or stop motion. They're going to get it to Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell is going to take a step, half a step forward, and they're going to throw a flag for an illegal procedure.
Yeah, that's not the play they wanted. Not what they were drawing up on the sideline for that one. So now they're going to have a, almost 10 yards to go here. So
we'll also mention weekly matchups for Friday night's football games, however, will only appear, and you'll find out and check it out on TiptonCountyTribune.com. You can go to Michelle Garman. She's on, formerly, it's Twitter. They call it X now. On Twitter, you can go at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle_Garman. That's two L's. Under center, Dallas Capshaw. I formation. Going to reverse out and roll out right. Pass play. Caught by Hussey. James Hussey has a first down. He's going to get a bit more. He'll get a needed yardage plus about 5 extra.
Well, that was a good pass and a good catch, well-designed play, but the guy who made that play was Chase Hussey, fullback position. There's a blitzing linebacker. Maybe they just made a car crash in the backfield, so you did a good job of picking up that linebacker coming hard.
So ball spotted, 1st and 10, Blue Devils from the right hash. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil, nose up to the 33-yard line. And they'll go shotgun, take that back. They're going to go shotgun here. And then the snap going to come in. There's going to be a hard count right there. and it looks like that could have gone either way, but I think Northwestern might have been early.
I don't think so. Yeah, Calvin Connick was waving somebody over. I think somebody was lined up on the wrong side there, so trying to get that off, and somebody probably moved and then reset themselves. So
they'll reset themselves, a backup five. And you can go to Tipton County Tribune Facebook for on page, and we'll also mention, go to tonight's ball game. You can hear all about it tomorrow on Saturday, TiptonCountyTribune.com. So we're going to go working from the shotgun once again. Here comes near motion. They're going direct snap to 87, Calvin Condit. They're going to work the contain right there. He'll break the chain. He'll go out of bounds near the 35. Going to be a gain of two. Long way to go to get two, but it's going to be second down eight.
That was a Chase DeWitt from his defensive end position for the Tigers. 6 foot, 225, pursued the ball really well.
So Blue Devils, second down. They're going to call it second and eight. They're going to go through the line of scrimmage from the left hash. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 35-yard line and methodical drive in the works. So they'll work it again. They'll go direct snap once again, and it's going to be taken by Condit. He'll go right side. He'll work. He'll dive it forward. He'll get enough for a first down. He's going to get just past the stick, and the Blue Devils take up another first down. I take that back. They backed it up a bit. They already moved the stick, so it's a first down.
Yeah, again, Chase Hussey doing some yeoman's work out there, leading that that run from Calvin Condit to made a really nice block on the outside linebacker.
I'm not quite sure if that ball spotted a yard less than it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's quite where it was.
So they'll go first and 10, Blue Devils. Ball's in the middle of the field. They're working across the logo, the Blue Devil logo. So they'll go motion left to right. That's going to be Landon Spidell. So before the snap, there's a whistle. Going to stop play, and that was pretty close to the actual snap. So they're going to throw a flag. It's going to be thrown by the East line judge. It's going to be against the Blue Devils. The illegal procedure. They're going to back it up five, and the Blue Devils are going to face a first and 15.
Yeah, I did not see that one at all. Again, the last time they had a problem with that was when they were running a motion as well. So I don't know whether the motion man's coming forward a little bit or what it was, but I didn't see a whole lot there.
So umpire rolls the clock. 7:26. Play clock at 16. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Split out wide left is Landon Spidell. Wide left is they'll go motion away with Spidell. They're going to direct snap. Condit, he's going to throw a pass. Wide open and making the catch is number 18, Dakota Garmon. Dakota Garmon, a 63-yard pass play from Condit.
Well, they set that one up running the Wildcat direct snap to Condit four or five times in a row, and I'm sure it looked exactly the same as every time he ran it before, and Dakota Garmon there wasn't anybody within 15 yards of him. Just a beautiful play design, and got the ball out there good enough to him, and nobody was ever going to catch it.
So Dakota Spur going to try the extra point. They're going to have a new holder. We'll try to find that number. We probably will. And new holder going to go right now. I think it's Joe Clouser. Double check. Joe Clouser, the holder. The kick goes wide right. It's a 7-6 ball game. You can't blame the holder. It just can't happen. The kick was not good.
Yeah, well, it just didn't look good from the get-go. I don't know whether the snap was off, the hold was off, or what, but it looked like Dakota Furr kind of checked up halfway in his approach to the ball, and that just sent everything whack.
So it's a 7-6 ball game. Homecoming right here at Tipton High School as a couple of gentlemen take a couple of flags. Vogo on a white flag, and a blue flag has the Tipton Blue Devils on it. And it seems to me that Tipton Blue Devil logo and Tipton Blue Devils showing up quite often around this vicinity.
Yeah, it was funny. I was up here in the middle school when they made the change. And, you always have kind of the old-timers that, they don't like much change with tradition. But I know a Tipton grad designed this this piece of artwork. So this belongs to the Tipton Blue Devils. It's nobody else is going to have this particular design.
So that's exactly what Coach Cole said. He said, it is theirs. And that's what you just said. And it's got a copyright. But you never know that copyright doesn't really mean a whole lot. I mean, you're back in the day, and you could be going to Western High School, and you see the W that the West Wisconsin Badgers use.
Absolutely, yeah. I remember those days quite well.
So anyway, they find out, and they might shrug their shoulders sometimes and kind of take it as a compliment that somebody likes their logo and is using it.
Yeah, I always thought Eastern, the Comets up here, should go to the, since they were yellow and green anyhow, kind of make that G from the Green Bay Packers into an E, and that works up nice.
And the Peru, right up here, she kind of stole the Purdue logo. Kickoff goes back to the 7-yard line on the return. Northwestern Tigers, Blue Devils there to make the stop at about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, he looked like he was a little tentative bringing that up, and number 56, I don't know who that is with the Blue Devils, let me see. Well, I don't see a 56. Maybe it's 55, which was Branson Atkins.
So, they're team players. They don't care if they get the wrong name mentioned, because it kind of goes like this. If success is achieved, it shouldn't matter who gets the credit.
Yeah, but Mom and Dad always like to hear the name on the radio, you know.
So, shotgun, handoff. Up to Gadio Vera at left side. They get about a gain of 3, maybe 4. And I think the ball carrier was 22, Sam Craig. He's 5'9", 190. That tells you that he's been in the weight room with Coach Patchett.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that was Joe Clouser coming up from cornerback position, and he tripped him up and came away with his right shoe, I believe.
So, Northwestern going to line him up. It's 2nd down, 7. So go slot right, slot left, single in the backfield is Craig. Dropping to throw out a shotgun. Pass play. Brock Shank looking across the middle. Pass goes incomplete. Joe Clouser.
Yeah, that was Joe on again. A nice coverage, but nice rush there by number 64, Aiden Blair, came right up from his outside position, defensive tackle, and got right in the quarterback's face. So good play on both their parts.
So they spot the ball to re-spot it. Right there at the 27-yard line of Northwestern territory. Northwestern traveling from our left to our right. They're going away from the scoreboard, north to south. Shotgun snap, takes a snap, drops. Going to roll left, looking for having trouble in the pocket. Going to roll out, going to let one go. A long pass, he's going to be caught. Caught at the Blue Devil 45. He's going to outrun the Blue Devils. He's got some wheels. Makes the catch. It's going to be a 73-yard pass play right there from Shank to number 10, Dave Felix Craig.
Well, you know, you see that sometimes. They had a good rush on him, rushed him clear, chased him clear over to the sidelines. Just before he went out of bounds, his guys were right on top of him. He flung it, and somebody back in the defensive backfield just kind of lost track of themselves and got open there and couldn't catch him.
So they'll try the point after. The holder is number 3, Cameron Davis. Right for the kicker once again is Peel. Owen Peel puts it through the upright. It's good. Has some more length, a strong leg. Not a lot of elevation.
No, but, he kicks out. He could probably get it from about 40 the way he's kicking it. He's not putting it up in the air more than he has to.
So, a gentleman going to come up to his feet there. He's going to jog off the field. Slow to rise right there. He seems to be okay. He's going to make his way back to the sideline. We'll mention who it was now. It is Jonathan Keeney. Jonathan Keeney, number 21. He's 5'11", 175. Senior class member. He's a pretty important cog in the wheel.
Yes, most definitely. He's a snapper, right? Long snapper? That one looked really good.
So, they're working right here. We'll mention the 37 on the roster for Northwestern, 41 on the roster for Tipton. 10 seniors for Northwestern, 8 seniors for Tipton. 10 juniors for Northwestern, 10 juniors for Tipton. 8 sophomores for Northwestern, 12 sophomores for Tipton. 9 freshmen for Northwestern, 11 freshmen for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, again, both teams have about, pretty close as far as the distribution of their players and the number of them.
So here comes the approach. Peel, Owen Peel, end under end. good elevation for a kickoff. Could be dropped there, picked back up on the return. That's 18 again. That's Dakota Garmin. Dakota Garmin works his way and got it out near the 20-yard line. Garmin working hard to get the ball back out to maneuverable territory for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, that was number 19, and their roster is kind of hard to read because it's not in order of numbers, but they're alphabetically, so we're having a hard time picking up. Okay, there you go.
So, yeah, that was difficult, and I saw that too, and the discount copies took care of that item for us.
Good, that helps a lot.
So, they go shotgun. Going to be a direct snap once again from the 19-yard line. Blue Devils at the right hash. Two in the backfield. Calvin Connett directing some traffic. Motion away, Glennon Spidell. And Calvin Connett takes the ball himself. He goes across the 20 to get out near the 23. And it's going to be a gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6 for the Blue Devils.
Again, I think that was number 22, Sam Craig, inside linebacker once again. He's been making a lot of plays tonight.
So we're going to see Dallas Capshaw back in the huddle. They'll call the play in the huddle. 5:34 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter at Tipton High School. 18 seconds on the play clock. Blue Devils are at the line of scrimmage. They're working from the shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. Single man in the backfield. It's Calvin Connett. They'll go trips to the right. They'll go spin out wide left. Single receiver. Takes a handoff to Calvin Connett. He keeps himself. They go up the middle. They get some good yardage. Dallas Capshaw going to take him not too bad a hit right there. He'll go down at the 35. Capshaw going to pick up the first down. He was moving his feet.
Yes, he was. That was a nice misdirection play there. And Jonathan Keeney, number 21 cornerback for the Tigers, made the tackle.
So they'll roll the clock. Clock moving 5:02 to the line of scrimmage from the left hash. Blue Devils, first and 10. They'll line up trips to the right. They'll spit out wide left. It's going to be number 18, Dakota Garmin, the freshman. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw. He'll get the handoff. Single man in the backfield. He'll spin it. He'll go left side. I almost thought that might have been a horse collar, or maybe it had been, I thought it was close to a face mask there.
Well, that was number 28, Bladen Stevens. And he's kind of an old rodeo hog tied in there. Got him around the neck and swung him down.
So a good tackle, only a gain of 2 for Condit. Second down, 8 from the left hash. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Trips to the right. Split out wide left again is Garmin. Single man in the backfield is Chase Hutchie. They'll float out. They'll go across the middle. Cut. Going to be a first down by Pack. Capshaw finds Dakota Garmin at midfield.
A nice catch by Dakota. He's a good-sized guy. I think he's probably around 6'2", and he went up and got that one. He actually had qualified for the middle school state championships in the high jump, so we know he can jump.
He was up there, high point in the football. So it's no duck to the 50-yard line from the left hash. Blue Devils looking to enter Northwestern territory. 3:47 on the game clock. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Calvin Connett, he'll go left to right, and he'll get good yardage. He'll pick up 7 on the carry. He'll go into Northwestern territory. Ball can be spotted near the 43. They may mark it at the 44, Northwestern territory.
That was cornerback Jacob Benz, I believe is his name, cornerback there for the Tigers.
So ball spotted, 44-yard line near the right hash. So Dallas Capshaw, shotgun formation, came in the backfield. Calvin Connett trips to the left, split out wide right is Garmin. There's a snap. There's going to be a right to left handoff and be taken right there. And I believe that was Calvin Connett. He absorbed the hit. He's back up, tossing the ball to the official. It's going to be a first down for the Blue Devils, and they'll mark it near the 37 of Northwestern.
Yeah, Calvin's running really hard tonight, but he always runs hard, and that was a safety. Cameron Davis for the Tigers coming up to make a pretty hard hit on him.
So Blue Devils keep the line scrimmage. 2:46, clock moving. We're in the first quarter. It's 14-6, Northwestern in front. Blue Devils get a score here. We may see him go for 2. Shotgun snap will be taken by Capshaw. You're going to hand off left to right. Chase Hutchie gets a good gain. He'll pick up at least 7, maybe 8. Especially with a good run, I tell you what, his confidence level, that's a good run for him.
Yeah, he's just a sophomore, but he's been in the weight room. You can see, just look at his legs, they're pretty thick, and he was spinning and grinding and scratching and clawing for every bit of that one.
So both spotted at the 31-yard line. Going to give him a gain of 6. He actually earned it. They didn't give it to him. Second down, 4. Going to line up, trips to the left. They got a stack on the inside receiver slot. They go spin out wide right, Garmin. Pass play. Caps on the flat. They got a bubble screen. Bubble screen, couple of blockers out front. That was right there, Hussey. Cole Hussey and Joe Clouser. The pass is complete. Playing at Fidel, first down.
Yeah, again, a well-designed play. A quick screen pass out there. Had two blockers, two other wide receivers on that trip formation coming in and getting good blocks.
So the Northwestern Tigers, Coach Patrick, going to call timeout. Going to give these guys a little bit of a break here, and that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, because they, you know, it seems like the Blue Devils are clicking now. They've seen something. They've adjusted already, and starting to get the ball in the hands of playmakers one-on-one, and that's what you want.
Tell you what, Larry, I got something to read here. Pretty important read here tonight. If you want to make it a weekend, that's this weekend, you can enjoy the 50th annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. I tell you what, when the sun goes down tonight and it comes back up tomorrow, Earth Festival is on. The final weekend in September, that's tomorrow, September 23rd, 24th. And yes, 50th anniversary of the Atlanta New Earth Festival. Atlanta, Indiana, I tell you what, up and down Highway 19 from Arcadia to Atlanta, they got a lot of things for sale for people just setting up at their house.
Yeah, well, I keep telling my wife we should have a garage sale that weekend because everybody's got to come by our house from Noblesville and Point South. But yeah, that's a great event. I highly recommend the walleye sandwich.
Absolutely. I've seen Mr. Rick Smith at that event, Bird Festival, twice. A train was following him. Young kids, under center. They're going to blow the whistle prior to the snap. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. They're going to mark it back 5. It'll become 1st and 15.
Boy, whatever they're doing there, I think that's their 4th illegal procedure penalty. They got to straighten that up and clean that up real quick.
So they back it up to the 34. In the huddle, calling a play. Dallas Capshaw. 1:49 on the game clock. Clock is still stopped because of this timeout. It'll start on the snap. So 14-6, Blue Devils trying to make it 12 and maybe 14. Shotgun formation, calling the cadence. There's a snap, going to hand off, going to fake the handoff, going to pass play. Right there, it's going to be intercepted. At the 12-yard line on the return, Northwestern Tigers trying to stay alive there. Dakota Garmin going to finally make the tackle there at the 32 of Northwestern. And the interception made by Jacob Benz, a senior.
Yeah, I kind of was watching that through the binoculars, and I saw that all the time. He was kind of sitting on that, and Blue Devil got open behind him, but he played that very, very well and caught that at the high point and brought it back for about 15 yards.
So ball spotted at the 32. Blue Devil's going to go on defense. 1:38 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap after change of possession. That's in a varsity game. That keeps the game a little bit more interesting. Shotgun formation. Teal. So they got back for shotgun formation. Shank. The handoff right to left. The ball carrier is number 22. Another junior along with the quarterback, Sam Craig.
Yeah, Cole Hussey on there from his inside linebacker position. Read that one very well. Only 2 yards.
So they'll get a couple on the play. Second down, 8. Ball's in the middle of the field near the 34-yard line of Northwestern. They'll line up in a slot right, slot left. In the backfield, one single back. That's Sam Craig. Shotgun quarterback, Brock Shanks. Motion comes near side. It's going to be an illegal procedure against Northwestern Tigers.
There have been a lot of those tonight, and you don't usually see that kind of thing at this point of the year. They usually got those things straightened up, but I don't know. Maybe a little nerves still early in the game.
So they'll back it up 5, second down 13, 1:02 left. They'll roll the clock now, game clock, 1 minute. 21 seconds on the play clock. They're lined up, line of scrimmage. slot, left slot, right. Craig in the backfield. Shank dropping the throw. We're going to go screenplay in the left flat to Craig. He's got blocking down. Sorry. He's got a first down. He's going to go up the Northwestern sideline. He's going to go into Blue Devil territory. He'll be tackled out of bounds near the 38-yard line of Tipton territory.
Yeah, some very good blocking there by the Northwestern Tigers. Stringing down the sidelines, Dakota Garmin was able to get him out of bounds about the 40, about 42.
So they'll move the chains. Play comes in to the huddle right there with Brock Shank. So he'll adjourn to the line of scrimmage. Slot left, slot right. Craig in the backfield. Shotgun formation, going to take the snap at 5 yards, designate the shotgun. 3 yards would be a pistol. Going to roll right, pass play. Shank, looking for his receiver, it's caught. He'll be pushed out of bounds by Dakota Garmin. And good hands right there. Credit to catch number 5. He's a junior, Caven Murray.
Yeah, that was a nice pass. Again, they had him on the run a little bit, but he seems to be passing the ball better as he's moving than when he's in the pocket. So that was a nice pass. And, again, Dakota Garmin got him down, but not until he's down to the 10-yard line.
So they'll go from the line of scrimmage. From the right hash. Ball spotted at the 10. It's first and goal, Northwestern. Motion away. They'll get the jet sweep on the run. There is number 10, Jay Felix Craig. He'll break contain. He'll go on into the end zone. It'll be a 10-yard run for Craig on the jet sweep. It'll make the score 20-6 as Northwestern will try to point after.
Yeah, that was some terrific blocking out there by left tackle number 64, Caleb Ledford. Got a nice field block to get him down the sideline.
So let's try to point after. The holder, once again, is Cameron Davis. The kicker, he's also a senior, Owen Peel. Shot down, I should say, 3 yards deep. Inside the right upright. It was a low-line drive, but another strong kick and good.
Yeah, and that was a very nice play by the holder there. That snap kind of bounced to him. He was able to collect it and get it down, and perfect timing. The kicker didn't have to wait for him or anything, so that was a nice job by the holder.
So, we'll wait for the kickoff, and we'll mention a little bit about the reporter. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Daily local news. You do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it, you can get both publications for less than $40 per year. Yes, that's per year. If you're interested in the Hamilton County Reporter, you can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. Again, his number, 765-585-9519. Hamilton County Reporter has a Hall of Fame editor. That's Richie Hall. Richie Hall saw him last week. It was Saturday night. Saw him at the Blue Devils game. Blue Devils beat Clinton Prairie, 34-24. It looked like a dull fight. And I will mention you can read the reporter. You can go online, readthereporter.com/subscribe. Going to boot the ball away. It's going to be number 11. Again, it's Owen Peel. Shotgun here to line up, I should say. 7 yards deep. Here comes the approach. It's going to be a high revolution. End under end. Taking up a 6 by Condit. Condit has an opening. He's going to go up the left seam. He'll get out just across the 30-yard line. And that's going to be the best starting position the Blue Devils have had in this ballgame.
Yeah, that was a strong return. He almost had that crease, but number 2, Jacob Benge again on the tackle, made a nice open-field tackle on him.
So they're going to line up at the 30, nose up to the 30, Blue Devils, 25.4. This may be the final play of the quarter, unless it's not an incomplete pass, unless it is. And then they go with the I formation. They go under center again. Dallas Capshaw. They call the cadence. Single man in the back. He's a duck. I formation. Deep back. Going to be a loss on the play. Give the ball to Calvin Condit. And a few guys there to tackle him.
Yeah, that looked like being number 25, I believe, which is Michael. That's Eric, I believe. outside linebacker on that side.
He's a toughie. And I'm not sure. Chase DeWitt.
Yeah, that was Chase. I'm sorry.
That's going to take us to first quarter break, Larry. Got to admit, a lot of action in this first quarter.
You know, a couple of what seemed to be some broken plays on defensive coverage, both, you know, by the Blue Devils and by the Tigers, got some guys open for some big, big games there. But, like I said, just when you thought Chipson was starting to click there, they, turned the ball over on an interception and, a couple big plays for Northwestern. They were right down there in scoring position again.
So the Blue Devils talking it over on their sideline. Northwestern doing just the same. And I'm kind of like you, Larry. I don't think the officials are looking at a wristwatch for timeouts between timeouts and when the kickoffs take place.
It's a little lengthy sometimes with these change of possessions, but we'll see what the coaches of Tipton Blue Devils come up with now to try to get them back rolling like they were there a little bit ago.
So the officials out on the surface. The band to our right making a joyful noise. I tell you what, they sound good, and they're in unison.
Yeah, they're playing the Jaws theme there, so I'm sure they'd like to take a bite out of the Tigers right here on this drive.
Did you watch Jaws back when it came out?
Oh, yeah, in the theater, yeah. I remember people throwing their popcorn everywhere, and that head popped out of the boat.
I got to admit, I've not seen that in its entirety yet.
Really? Really, that's a great movie. You got to see that. More than a monster movie.
I've seen the first longest yard. That's the best one.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that definitely beats the Adam Sandler version, in my opinion.
For sure. So I guess Adam Sandler is going to be in Indianapolis coming up. I'm not going. So we're going to go shotgun. Number three is Dallas Capshaw. Same in the backfield is Calvin Condon. Slot left, slot right. Quarterback snap, shotgun. Going to veer up the middle and pull it down. Going to run the football. He's going to get across the line of scrimmage. He's going to pick up about 3 yards. He got what he could. I think, well, he can scoot.
Yeah, he's got good speed. You know, he good quickness just to dodge a couple tacklers and get it upfield, make some positive gain. That was number 22. Once again, Sam Craig. We're saying his name quite a bit from the middle linebacker position, but I guess that's what you should expect from a middle linebacker, huh?
Absolutely. Now, he's a big guy. He's probably going to need a whirlpool after this game.
Yeah, he's been running all over the place, knocking heads.
So we'll run the shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Bring him in the backfield this time. It's Chase. Slot right, slot left, short side of the field. Dropping the throw. Going to be a quick pass. Looking to get rid of it. He does. Jump pass to the right sideline. To the east sideline. That was Joe Clouser. Pass would have been tough to handle, and it was incomplete. And the Blue Devils are going to punt the ball out of there.
Boy, defensive end Chase DeWitt was on his horse, man. He came in. Looked like he was totally unblocked and put a lot of pressure on Mr. Capshaw there, but he made a nice move, made something positive out of it, but not quite enough.
So backing up to punt the ball out of there is number 11, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell at about 14 yards deep. Fourth and eight. There's the snap. There's the boot. It's going to go right side. It's going to go out of bounds near the 50-yard line. And then Spidell might have got that one off a bit of the side of his foot.
Yeah, it looked like he dropped was a little bit outside and kind of hit a knuckleball over here.
We're going to walk this direction. Let's see if he's got a minute. We're going to talk right now. Brandon Fagan. Brandon Fagan is the defensive coordinator. I tell you what. Huh? Brandon Fagan and Festus is your brother.
That's right. Yep.
You're going to have a good defensive mode right here in your offense right now. But I'm a good defensive play on that last stop.
Yeah, we kind of stepped up that drive. They've been running it down our throat, so I'm glad to see us kind of step up a little bit. But, they've done a good job running the ball. We got to figure out how to completely stop that.
Looks like this game could be back and forth here in the first half.
Yeah. Hopefully our offense can continue to put up the numbers that they are. So hopefully offense can keep it up.
I know you're 21-6 Blue Devils making a game of it. I say what's going to be back and forth. And first half, a lot of action.
Yeah, no question about it. And so hopefully our O can keep doing what we're doing and D can keep stepping up, you know, get some more turnovers like we did earlier. And, yeah.
Good taking it for your decision.
Yep, no problem. Thank you, sir.
Walk this direction. 11:01 left. Ball's at the 50-yard line. It's second and 10. Flags come in. Three flags on the play. illegal procedure on Northwestern. It's going to be 22nd and 20.
Boy, that's about the eight that I've counted already tonight with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's been hanky time out there, just yellow flags flying everywhere.
The ball spotted at the 45. It's nosed up just inside the left hash. Blue Devils, four-man punt. And we're from the shotgun. Quarterback, 6'2", 175, a junior, Brock Stank. Hit him in the backfield. Sam Craig, also a junior. He'll go right to left. To get a block, he'll work it outside. He'll go seven hole to get back to about the original line of scrimmage. It's going to become 3rd and 10. Blue Devils pushing out of bounds. They're going to nose that right up to the sticks right there. It is 3rd and 10.
That was number 26, a new ball carry out there. Trayvon Kirby, number 26.
So nose up to the 50th at the left hash. Breaking huddle is Northwestern. 3rd down 10, clock rolling at 10:25. Shotgun formation, Shank, sitting in the back of Craig, dropping the throw. He kept dropping, he's going to be hurried right there, right in his face.
Cole came out there off the blitz very nice, and they almost had that set up, though. They wanted to do that little screen again to Trayvon, and if they got it to him, it was a little too far in front of him. He might have been off to the races.
And he heard that throw so much that Joe Fowler had a chance at it.
Yeah, he did.
So they're going to set up, and they're going to show us their punt formation. So dropping back to throw is also the punter, number 11, Owen Peel. Peel's going to set back to 12 yards deep. He's going to go rugby style. He's going to fake it. He's going to run the fake. He's trying for the first down. He's going to have it. He's going to get the first down. He's staying down. He'll end up at the 31-yard line of Tipton. Line to gain was the 40. He's going to get the 10 he needed plus 7.
Yeah, Mr. Landon Spidell had him about 4 yards short, but he broke that tackle and got another 10 or so.
I appreciate that. So they're in the lineup right there, 1st and 10. 9:56 on the game clock. Clock moving, 1st and 10 from the right hash. Going to line up in a shotgun shank, going to drop the throw. Looking left, going to roll right, going to tuck the ball away, going to get what he can. He's got another first down. He's going to get inside the 15. They're going to call him down at the 10. Look closer to the 11. Let's see. East line judge is going to line it up and maybe at the 12. So they'll spot it there, and it's going to be another 1st and 10. They can net a 1st down at the 2.
Yeah, he pump faked and kind of froze the guys and got down that sideline right down up there. What is that, about 13, 14?
At a 13-yard line, they can net this first down at about the 3. I misspoke. And then they'll go slot left, split right from the right hash. Ken Craig in the back there along with quarterback Brock Shank. He drops the snap, picked it back up by that time. Blue Devils converge. They want to drop snap and take away a short amount of time.
Yeah, it sure did. And Chase Hussey saw that, came up, and got him around the ankles.
So they'll back it up to about the 20. 20-yard line, it's going to be 2nd down and 17. They're going to call it 15 on the board. 2nd down, we'll call it 17. Just inside the 20. So they break huddle. That's the Tigers. They'll line up in a shotgun, single in the backfield behind quarterback Brock Shank. It's Sam Craig. Both are juniors. Going to take the snap. Going to roll left. Going to have to let one go. It'll be a pass play. It's going to be caught. And right there in the face, I think you know that. That was 67, William.
Yeah, Will Wolford's coming off a bicep tear and playing defense now. He played a little offense last week, but yeah, he was right where he needed to be, but just a part, you know, half a second too slow, and he got that ball away.
So the ball's marked just inside the 5. It's going to be 3rd down. And they need 2 to get the 1st. 3rd down play. Couple of big plays coming up here for the Blue Devils. Shotgun. Going to roll right in the pitch. Right side, Craig. Craig going to cut it up. Cut it up to 4 hole. Actually about the 6 hole. Right side. He'll find the opening. He'll get across the end zone, I think, for his third time today.
Yes, absolutely. And that, you know, defenders out there did contain him. They did their job, but wasn't the support from the inside flowing out there that they needed. And he cut it right off a couple good blocks and took it into the end zone.
So they'll spot it at the 10. And again, the holder is Owen, the kicker is Owen Peel. It's called a snap. There's the high snap. They're going to have to run fire. And they're going to give the ball like it was a set play. Ends up in the hands of the kicker, Owen Peel. He dives it in from the right pylon. And the Blue Devils got to be careful with that.
Yeah, well, some of those plays that don't look like they're going to work, you know, as they're supposed to, end up being big plays. And that surely was. It was a high snap, kind of bounced off the holder's hands right into the kicker's hands, and there was nobody out there to the right-hand side to stop him.
If you look on Facebook, you'll find trick plays. I see the top 10, and that was one of them, trick play, that the holder just lifted it back to the runner on just about like that.
Yeah, I know Hamilton Ice, when my son played, they had that play in their arsenal. They just have one of the receivers. My son, a couple times, would have the holder take it and just kind of flip it over his shoulder to the guy in motion. But I don't think that one was designed. That was just kind of a luck of the bounce play there.
Tomorrow night, fifth graders. The fifth graders at 5:30, Tipton and Heights.
I'm not sure. I think that might be the sixth graders. I believe there's going to be, you know, three or four games, probably, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, all playing the Heights, kind of little jamboree thing going on there. That's at the middle school, the old middle school field in Hamilton Heights in Arcadia.
Anyway, that ball game, the coach is Matt Hendry. His wife used to kick extra points for Coach Stern, and she was successful. It's Brittany Kerfman. Now it's Brittany Hendry. And I asked her the other day, I said, did they do that for a ploy? And she said, I don't think so. And I don't think so either.
Oh, no, she could hammer the football. So soccer player by trade. And, yeah, Brittany did a great job.
Owen Peel. End under end. Going to be a short kick. Going to be taken at the 15. On the return, going to get a good return. Left seam, trying to get to the northwestern sideline. Out across the 40. And Calvin Condit does 10 better than his last best return.
Yeah, that was number 35, I believe, Eric on the tackle, outside linebacker, coming down and making a good play.
It's about like Eli Carter. Eli Carter, kickoff returns, he would better it. He'd get to the 45-50. I got some stats here. We'll read them in a minute. It's from last year in his career. He's currently at UIndy used to be Central. But anyway, let's draw back. Shotgun. Blue Devils. Direct snap and go to Condit. Condit going to take the ball. They go right side to the block from Chase Hussey. They get across the 50. Near the 46-yard line. So Indiana Central used to be the name of now UIndy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was they were named anything other than University of Indianapolis. But yeah, that was a nice play going out with shotgun again. Calvin Condit saw a seam, took it out down to about the 46 of the Tigers.
So the Blue Devils pick up a first down. Clock moving, second quarter, 7:55. Play clock at 13. Blue Devils adjourn the huddle. They'll go to the line of scrimmage. They'll send out wide left, Landon Spidell. They'll work it right there, right side, Dakota Garman. Here comes zero motion with Spidell. Direct snap taken by Calvin Condit. They'll go inside the 45, near the 41. And the Blue Devils are going to pick up 5 from Condit's run here on first down and 2nd and 5.
Yeah, new defender in there, Gavin Pratt, I believe, playing a defensive end.
So ball spotted 41-yard line from the right hash. Chase Hussey enters the huddle. Brings the play in. Calvin Condit going to get a break. Calvin Condit, I say, that's a strong young man with a will to succeed. That's evident. They go trip to the left for that wide right is Garman, short side of field. Going to take the handoff to Chase Hussey. They'll pass it. Bubble screen left side. Landon Spidell gets some good blocking out front. Joe Clouser was out front blocking. He's going to pick up a positive game. He's going to be just short of a first down with a pass play from Dallas Capshaw playing in Spidell.
Yeah, Zach Ridgway was out there trying to make a block, but Calvin here, Landon, just Friedel just kind of ran right into his backside.
So it's third down, two. Third and two, Blue Devils have it at the Northwestern 38-yard line. There's the left hash. Blue Devils going away from the scoreboard. They're going to stop play. Blue Devils going to call a timeout. Third down, two. Good spent timeout right here by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, they definitely want to be, you know, get something on the board here with this run. And so they're going to talk it over and see what tricks they got up their sleeves here.
Blue Devils, timeout. Northwestern Tigers, opposite side. Tell you what, Larry, Indiana football rankings. These are brand new for this week. That's September 19th. It came out on Tuesday. Through week five, Center Grove. They're class 6A, section number 8. They're number 1. They're 4-1. Dan Davis, now we're talking about the offensive coordinator, Caleb Small. He's a Husky graduate. He's calling plays at Ben Davis. They average 39.6 a game, and they give up 20.8. But you got to think back. That is a school.
Absolutely, yeah. Caleb's always been a real heady guy when it comes to the game of football and basketball, baseball, whatever he played. My son had the pleasure of playing with him, and they've been both in each other's weddings. So glad to see Caleb doing such a great job.
Caleb Small, a good pitcher at Marion College. He was the ace this senior year. Shotgun formation, Blue Devils. Third down, two. From the left side, Carlton McCaden, Dallas Capshaw. Taking him in the backfield, Calvin Connor trips to the right. Going to hand off to Connor, he goes left to right. Trying to get to the stick. He's close. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down. It's going to be fourth and one. Blue Devils going to go for it for sure.
Yeah, Sam Craig, once again, middle linebacker, making a nice stop, holding him a yard short of the first down.
We believe they are. They're sending out the big guy. The big guy's staying in. And it's ball spotted at the 37-yard line. They need the 36 for the line to gain. Fourth and one, clock moving, 5:48 here in the second quarter. 29-6, Blue Devils trying to get in the end zone. Going to dive it forward. It's going to be a quarterback sneak. They're going to move the pile, and it's going to be a first down by Dallas Capshaw.
Yeah, Cole Hussey and his brother Chase kind of got behind him and put him forward for a first down.
So Blue Devils going to be slow to his feet. They're going to call a timeout. And it's an official timeout. And I'm going to walk out and check him out. Burke Emmers, athletic trainer for the Blue Devils. Said, well, that guy has been here a while, and they're happy that he has been.
He does a terrific job, and his office is always full after school with people getting taped and iced and everything else, but he keeps a lot of these guys on the field as best he can, and he does a terrific job.
He does, and we'll go forward here. We'll mention that number 3, the state of Indiana, presently 4A school, 23 sectional, East Central, they're 5-0, and we'll mention that's down south, close to Batesville. Right close. And then at number 4 is Brownsburg. Brownsburg having a tremendous year. They're 5-0. They're 6A number 5. And number 5 is Westfield, Coach Gilbert. Coach Gilbert is 6A number 4. If Coach Gilbert would have won the mayoral election, would he still be coaching, Larry?
I'm sure he'd be doing even more of what he wants to do. When you're mayor of the place, you kind of get some of those, you get to set your own priorities, I think.
And we'll also mention at number 6, Class 3A, Sectional 28. They're the same sectional as Hamilton Heights, Darren Catholic, and Tippecanoe Valley. We've seen them play. They're heavy laden with seniors. Those I mentioned are all 5-0, except for Darren Catholic. They're going to make him up to his feet. He's going to walk off gingerly. That's number 18, Dakota Garmin. He gets a good hand clap. Larry, you look around and you see when a guy's down, younger generation, they take a knee. And you know without a doubt, that knee is a form of prayer.
Yes, and it's showing respect to their, you know, fellow competitor, and that's what you like to see, you know, good sportsmanship on every side.
So he's going to walk off. He's a little bit limping, a little bit gimpy, but probably better looking now than I thought he might have been.
Yeah, and it's going to, you know, that's going to be a, you know, a little hurt to the Huskies since he was going both ways today.
So,
Nipples, I'm sorry.
But I can understand that, yeah. But we go under center, Dallas Capshaw. I formation, Jay Sutton, fullback, takes to the tailback, he's going to kick the ball, trying to pass, going to roll forward, going to step back up in the pocket. He's going to get across inside the 35, and they're going to call him a gain of nothing, and it's going to become a second down 10.
Big number 76, Wyatt Lay, on the tackle from his defensive tackle position.
So just inside the 35-yard line, just inside, second down 10 for the Blue Devils. They're at the left hash. 4:52 left here before halftime. So they're going to step up right there on your offset eye. They go under center with Dallas Capshaw. Behind the guard there is Chase Hussey. You dot the eye there if there was a dot. We're going to hand off to Hussey on an inside trap play, and that's a good play. He runs it from the left fullback position to get the first down, take it to the 22-yard line of Northwestern.
Yeah, that was a nice little counter action there. Had guys going one way, and he kind of brought it back into the middle the other way and had a nice run.
So, ball spotted at the 22-yard line. First and 10, Blue Devils. First units are still in the game both ways.
Yeah, there are, I see a couple new guys in for the Tigers here and there, giving guys a little rest there.
Under center, Dallas Capshaw. Power eye right, going to dive the eye to give us Salvin Condon, the tailback. He'll take it to near the 20-yard line.
He's
going to pick up one, maybe two. He's going to bring up a second down, and they're going to have another timeout on the surface. And they're going to attend to another Blue Devil.
Yeah, that was, I believe, Sam Craig again from his middle linebacker position. We've said his name a lot. He's a very active middle linebacker, number 22.
So they'll take a kneel down for him. Northwestern doing the same. Quite a good thing. Sportsmanship is always good. Always good in the state of Indiana. I say what, the state of Indiana? IHSA. Paul Netty, I believe is his name. He's kind of the tops right now. Paul Netty, I don't know if you knew this, but he's 6'8". And he tells me that he just tells people that he's 80 inches tall.
80 inches? Well, that's about, about a foot taller than me.
I bet he was dunking it in high school. What do you think?
I would hope if he's 6'8".
He's pretty kind and generous. Got to talk to him at Victory Field this year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've not heard too much about him, but to get to that position, you got to know what you're doing and be a big advocate of high school in general.
They've got a lot of assistants, and they have a good title, but they work hard.
I'm sure they do, yeah. Do they have, like, each one is over a certain sport or that kind of thing? Yep. That's number 31. That's Cole Hussey coming off the field right now. Hopefully he won't, he'll be back in here soon.
So they're going to walk him to the sideline, and they're going to roll the clock. Clock was moving when the action took place. They'll roll it now. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Two men in the backfield. Calvin Condon trips to the right, split out wide left. Going to hand off left to right, Calvin Condon. Condon going to get near first down yard. It's going to be about a yard shy, maybe two. They're going to call it three, I think. And clock ruling, I should say moving. It's kind of ruling right now. It's 3:28 left here in the second quarter, third and three, and that was a good play.
Yeah, good run against Sam Craig, once again from his middle linebacker position, making that stop.
So they'll line up in a shotgun again. It's Dallas Capshaw, 5 yards deep. To his left, Calvin Condon trips to the right, spit out wide left. He's going to hand off left to right to give it to Condon. He's going to work to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. Might not have got quite back, but very close. He's going to bring up a fourth down and three. Blue Devils have the football at the Northwestern 16-yard line at the right hash.
Yeah, that was Chase DeWitt again from his defensive inside. Came across the field, made the play on the opposite side.
So win the ball game for the Blue Devils. Going out to his left is 84, Zach Ridgway. They got trips to the left, split out wide right, Dakota Garmon back in the ballgame. There's off the throw, Dallas Stastro going to roll left. Pass plays all alone, he catches it. And that Flanders Spide Hill is going to score a touchdown. It's going to be a 16-yard pass play from Dallas Capshaw, left side, near the flat, pretty much wide open, runs it in. He had to work to get it in, but that's Flanders Spide Hill.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play. Again, kind of a little delay screen, kind of ran the other guys off the trips into the end zone and brought him back a little bit. He was wide open.
So the Blue Devils on the board again. On the board in the first quarter, on the board in the second quarter. They're going to go to halftime here momentarily, Larry, and you know that they're going to get talked up by coaches in the halftime locker room.
Oh, you definitely believe that. They, you know, Tipton's kind of getting back in the game here, and so I'm sure their spirits are going to be up, and Northwestern's going to say, you know, we got to shut them down here. So
there's a snap, high snap, had to call fire. Joe Clouser rolling out. Couldn't get away from him. Coming from the backside, making a tackle on Clouser was 21. Jonathan Key. At a high snap. It looks like he might have been able to get that down. But once you start something, you gotta finish it.
Yeah, once that kicker's on his, you know, progressing towards the ball, it's hard for him to stop and start again.
So Joe Clouser, the holder, And we would like to see Mr. Conaway back on the field. You said something during pregame.
Yeah, he talked to him before the game. He said he's out for the season, has a cracked vertebrae, a L4 vertebrae, and, you know, may even be out a little bit for the basketball season. So, you know, tough loss, which, you know, this year started that way for the Devils, you know, with Vince Hoover and Isaiah Mahaney, two big parts of their team. You know, with season-ending injuries before the season really began. And then, like, again, talked about William Wolford with his bicep injury. And, you know, just I know Nathan Hawkins, who was starting at guard as a freshman. You know, he has a banged-up ankle, and so he's not playing very much tonight. So they're, you know, they're small in number, and they're getting banged up here at this point of the season. So you hope all these guys get better and can get back in there.
Very much so. They're going to boot it away right now. Dakota Ferg, going to back up about 7 yards. Late substitution for the Blue Devils in the ball game. Number 10, Zach Emberton. So we're going to drop back about 7 yards, soccer style. Right footed kicker, Dakota Ferg, a senior. Here comes the boot. Pretty good boot. Might get to the end zone. It's going to be taken at the 5. It would have bounced on in. On the return, for Northwestern, he'll go up the right seam, and that is number 2, Jacob Binge, going to give starting position for Northwestern right here near their 21-yard line.
Yeah, that was, you know, he came up real strong, but then he kind of danced around a little bit, and they converged on him down there.
So just across the 20, Northwestern has it near the middle of the field, more towards the inside of the right hash. Northwestern going towards the scoreboard. 3:16 left here in the second quarter. 29-12. Northwestern in front. They'll line up with a slot left. Sing them in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Brock Shank, he's dropped the throw. Looking for screenplay in the left flat. And be caught. Blue Devils going to make the tackle. Tackle him for just a 5-yard gain. And making the catch in the flat there was number 10. Gage Felix Craig, and a timeout on the surface. They're going to call timeout. It's going to be another official timeout, and they're going to attend to another Blue Devil.
Yeah, Calvin Condit came up, made a nice play there on a design screen pass. But, again, another Blue Devil down, and they can ill afford any more injuries.
I tell you what, the group right here, you know, the coaches love these kids. They go to practice. They come home. They take great care of a lot of things, and they're right there because they care, and there's three guys checking him out.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, being a coach myself, you spend so much time with these young men, they almost become family to you, and you hate to, just like your own kids, you hate to see anything bad happen to them, so you want to be there and let them know that you care about them, and you got their back, so you know, coach is out there doing that right now.
Coach Cole going to bat for his kids? I mean, you got to be careful. Even as an official, you might like the game, you might love the game, but you got to show your love for the game.
Absolutely. That's what we always say. You know, we talk about our priorities in the middle school. You know, winning football games is the last of them. You know, getting them ready for this level is the second, but the number one is helping them become, you know, strong and good young men that's going to be a positive force in the community. So, you know, that's what we really are all about in coaching, and is that aspect of it.
So they're checking on him. So they're checking on him. Blue Devils in a kneel position. He's going to bring him up to his feet. Good hand clap from the faithful here at Tipton High School. 2:02 left here in the second quarter. 29-12. The Northwestern Tigers has possession of the football. It's going to be second down 7. And as mentioned, the ball resting near the 21-yard line. Ball's at the left hash. So the Northwestern Tigers in a huddle. White-hatted umpire going to send the H2O back to the sideline out of their huddle. 25-second clock begins now. So 29-12, 2 minutes left, under 2 minutes, clock moving. The ball spotted at the 24-yard line. That's a left hash. Trips to the right. Split out wide left. Northwestern shotgun snap. Brock Shank going to roll right. Rolling right, looking for a receiver. Going to let it go. Nearly intercepted. Good back play, I should say. I tell you what, Joe Clouser was like glue.
Yeah, Joe's having a nice night in coverage. You know, he's a very good athlete. Ran track for us, and he's just, like I said, he's got a nose for the football.
You know what, he ran track for you guys. If he was to cut his hair, could he cut some time?
I don't know. I think that's where he gets his power from, kind of like Samson.
That's good. So they're going to line up again. Incomplete pass. Coach Toll, question for the officials. Looking for an explanation. And the white-hatted umpire, looks like he's going to oblige. And they're talking something over. Incomplete pass. Clock stopped. They're going to go illegal man downfield. It's incomplete. They'll take the down. But, yeah, they'll take the down for illegal man downfield.
Yeah, sometimes the offensive line gets a little excited on the screen pass and want to get out there and make a play to screen. So somebody just got a little too far downfield.
There's going to be another whistle. Timeout, Tipton. Tipton calls their third timeout during the first half. You can't take them with you. The back pocket don't hold them.
Yeah, you definitely can't. So, yeah, I was just talking about Joe Clouser, a great family. I was able to coach Joe in middle school, and I've got his brother, Ethan, as an eighth-grade defensive tackle, if you can believe it. He's probably got Joe by about 2 inches and probably 50 pounds, and little brother Ben Clouser is a defensive tackle, offensive guard as well. And so, yeah, you kind of look at them side by side, and you can't think that they're brothers, but they definitely are.
So timeout on the surface. Blue Devils huddled up near their sideline on the 30-yard number. And Northwestern coming out of their sideline huddle straight over to the line of scrimmage. They're ready to run a play. 1:40 on the game clock. 29-12. High school game. I tell you what, you can miss extra points. You get a lopsided scoreboard, and you wonder how they got to that number.
Yeah, 29-12. It's kind of a strange looking scoreboard, isn't it?
So they're going to line up at the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils, we play defensively. Brock Shank in a shotgun. Back there in the back row with him is 22, Sam Craig. They'll go to slot left, slot right. Third down 7. Looking for a passing play. We'll see. Might be a flat pass. Might be a screen. We'll see. Shotgun snap on the way. 20 seconds on the play clock. Calls for the snap. Drop the throw. Shoot fast. Let's one go. Down the seam right there. Underthrown. Landis Fidel was defending well there. But you got to admit, Larry, number 10, Gabe Felix Craig, that back shoulder was wide open. He missed the play.
Yes, he did. But William Wolford, again, I was watching him through the binoculars, had a nice rip move, got in right in the quarterback's face, and made him put a little bit too much air under it.
So a punting situation, dropping back to punt, deep in their territory. You're going to stand at the 11. The punt admission is also the place kicker, Owen Peel. Low snap, he'll get it away, he'll get a good spiral. That is a good punt. He's going to get a positive, favorable roll. Now they go sideways. Favorable roll was for Northwestern. It goes down here to 27. 49. That was about a 70-yard punt with the roll from where Peel was standing.
Yeah, I think it was about a 48-yarder in the air, and nice, pretty spiral. He caught all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that one.
So, ball spotted up, 28-yard line, tipped in territory. 1:25 left on the game clock. We're nearing halftime. Dallas Castrol enters the huddle. 29-12, Blue Devils have a set of downs. Blue Devils are going to have to work without a timeout. They're going to split out wide left. It's going to be Landon Spidell. They're going to line up in an I formation. Under center is Dallas Capshaw. Jay Tussie, the fullback. Tailback is Calvin Condon. Pass play. Flat left side. Looked like a forward pass. Would have been close. Made the catch. Going to dive it forward. And Landon Spidell picked up about 3, and that's a strong arm throw for Dallas Capshaw.
Yeah, I got it over there pretty quick. We're starting to see some new players getting in there on offense. Peyton Tregesser in there, middle linebacker, playing a little tight end. So we're having the Blue Devils having to dig a little deeper in the well now.
They say it's a combine. He's standing at the right hash, and he can strong arm to the other sideline. That's pretty good throw.
Yeah, he had that one on the rope, too.
So they'll line up again under center. Dallas Capshaw. Going to go tight and left. That's Ridgeway. Back Ridgeway. They're going to work it from the shotgun. They'll take it back under center. Under. Working. They're going to roll out right. Going to flip the ball away a little bit right there. Going to go down with the football. He'll be back to about the original line of scrimmage.
And guess who? Number 22, Sam Craig, from his middle linebacker position, makes yet another tackle.
Still being on the play.
So, ball spotted, 28-yard line, third down, and they need 7. Clock is going to empty out. We're going to go to halftime, Larry. The clock is underneath the play clock at 15, game clock at 4, 3, 2, and they're going to go to halftime.
Yeah, 29-12, still in this game, but you got a little work to do.
So they're going to jog off. Blue Devils going to jog off. Northwestern Tigers are going to jog off. And I think we got a 20-minute halftime. We'll come back in a little bit. We'll talk about NFL football. And right now, we'll work this direction. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention we are at halftime. And you're listening to Tipped In Blue Devils Football, made possible by the following support sponsors. And we'll also mention we at PutneyInSports.com. Thank you for listening and ask that you, as a listener, if you would please patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, Clark West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, just to the south of Dollar General. We'll mention Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Clark West Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. This game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a company. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. And also bringing this game to you is Hope Jewelers. That's Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit the Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Also, bringing the scene to you tonight is AGM Auto. AGM Auto, LLC, they're west of Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be the good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity from each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. They have new ownership, been ownership a couple of years now. They're working well. Same quality work and same smiling faces. It's AGM Auto. You can find them. They are now located just west of Arcadia, less than a mile west of Arcadia, at 6660 East 266 Street. They're open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. You can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can call them, dial them up at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and self-storage. They have indoor, outdoor storage, flex storage available. They're ready, pretty close to opening. I went by there today. They got this great big storage barn erected. They were working on the roof. It's getting real close. Check them out. We'll mention, you can protect your investments. You can keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. or on the web, you can find him at www.aipsindiana.com. AIPSindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Halbert Avenue and Ollie Street. You find that intersection, you're right there. It's right behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That Arcadia Ballpark, taken good care of by Kenny Sipe. I tell you what, that guy's good, isn't he? 80 graduate from Huskyville. We'll mention this game is also, in parts, being brought to you by Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. Located at 114 4th Street, Tifton, Indiana, 46072. And we'll mention they welcome you at Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. They are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of their patients. That's Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. The game is also in part being brought to you by Encompass Credit Union. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with where you choose to care for yourself and your family financially, at Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. They welcome each member as if they are their only member. And I can vouch for that right there in the drive-thru. And we'll also mention Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, they are community-minded just like you. You can reach them by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, their number is 800-675-8852. In the World Wide Web, you can find them at EncompassCU.org. That's Encompass, E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S, then the letter C-U.org. We thank Encompass Credit Union for caring enough to support Blue Devil Country. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Tipton Ace Hardware. Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more. Visit them in the store, or they also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. That's Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And highly recommended, Ace Hardware Tipton, the helpful place, 765-675-6747. Again, that's 765-675-6747. You might have heard the loud roar. They might have just crowned a king and a queen. I have no idea, but you may find out online in Michelle Garment. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Mensa Drive, 46062. They're behind Pizza Hut right there on Highway 32. They provide next day service on most items. They also offer setup services. That's convenient. You can turn your artwork into things like note cards, notepads, pens, and calendars. And it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards, posters, oversized printing available. Planning a wedding, your wedding needs. They can print all of your wedding needs. Discount copies, 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. And the scene is also, in part, being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy, good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, they strive to please you in each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what down it is. It's Pipton Jim Dandy, Noblesville Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Jim Dandy, remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not, or they're not very far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy Restaurants, Noblesville and Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Rutledge Well Drilling. Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, service, water conditioning, water softeners, and iron filters, along with trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2315. Again, that's 765-292-2315. Or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They're licensed, they're insured, they're honest, they're dependable, and they're always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. That's Rutledge Well Drilling. We'll also appreciate the fact that Mr. Larson and his sons, Larson and Sons, Target Sports, they're at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Target Sports, you can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. Target Sports in Sheridan. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, and they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and AMG Sons Target Sports. We'll also mention you can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Get safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1703 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices are low. They are so low you may want to be a repeat customer. It's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, at 1708 South 8th Street. We'll also mention, simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. And they offer up to 26 feet. Box trucks are available. And a truck with a tummy lift can sure come in handy and avoid that trip to the chiropractor. We'll mention Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can find Dirk. Dirk will be right there. He'll usher you in, and I mean, he's a quality guy, and he cares a lot about you and about your opportunity to get your exchange done precisely in a good manner. Well, mention Penske Truck Rentals. Penske Truck Rentals, the name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from the travel period. That's Indiana Express Rentals. And also bringing this game to you is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Keep in mind, they have a new exit off of 31. Looks like it's going to become a little bit more permanent. We'll see. They're doing quite a showdown right there. A hoedown, a showdown right there off of 31. And they're building an over and under. It's going to be a little while, I'm sure. But we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana is the address. It's out on 31 in Hamilton County, Northern Park. You can visit them at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. That's online, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And also, inside Reynolds, right there, is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll also mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation, a little bit different, not much. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, it's 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, and they are closed on Sunday. We'll also mention you can grab a hot coffee or a donut for the hot breakfast you've been looking for. You can stop and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We're going to have a conversation here in just a moment. They put some time back on the clock, and that clock is accurate right now. So a 20-minute clock, or they're putting 3 minutes back up.
Yeah, I think this was a 20-minute clock, but they may put a little bit more time on right now. Yeah.
So Blue Devils are working out, getting stretched out. Clock goes to zero. Northwestern, they're still stretching out. We'll see if they put 3 minutes up there, and maybe they didn't.
Yeah, I don't see any indication that, well, here we got. Yeah, we just put 3 minutes back on, so we've got 2:54 right now.
They got to give them sufficient stretch out period. And then why have we got three? If we're missing, Larry, you wanted to pick these games. We'll try to get through this item right here. But last night, Brock Purdy, San Francisco, took care of the Giants, 30-12. Did you watch any of that?
I did. I tell you, I was really impressed with Christian McCaffrey and Nick Bosa. Coming off an injury, played really well as well, and Mr. Purdy continues to surprise people.
Christian McCaffrey's dad is on internet radio, NFL radio. He's good.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah, I remember him as wide receiver for the Denver Broncos back in the glory days with John Elway.
So we're missing here to start out Sunday. These are 1 o'clock games. Falcons and the Lions. They're at the Lions. What do you think?
I'll take the Lions in that one.
All right, Saints are at the Packers.
I'm going to have to take the Saints, I think.
That sounds good. Broncos are at the Dolphins.
I'll take the Dolphins in that one.
Chargers are at the Vikings.
I'll take the Vikings.
Appreciate that. And I'm just kidding. Then I'm more often at the Texans or at the Jaguars.
I'll take the Jags.
Okay. We'll mention Titans or at the Browns.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Titans.
Okay. The Bills are at the Commanders.
I'll take the Bills.
The Colts and Gardner Minshew, he'll be the player. He'll be playing quarterback. He's good. And going against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. What do you
think? Hey, I'll have to go with the Ravens on that.
Okay, the Panthers and the Seahawks at
405. Ooh, I'll take Seahawks.
The Cowboys and the Cardinals, that's just like old times, 425.
Yeah, that's Cowboys.
The Bears and the Chiefs, oh my, 425.
That's probably the easiest pick this weekend. I'll take the Chiefs.
The Steelers and the Raiders, talking about the immaculate catch back in the day. But the Steelers and the Raiders, who's going to win? That's it. Hold it. You stop here. That's going to be a Monday night, Sunday night game at 8:20.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a big limb here and take the Raiders.
How about that? And then a Monday night, they got two games on there. I don't understand it. But at 7:15, it's going to be the Eagles and the Buccaneers.
Fly, go fly.
And the Rams at 8:15 going against the Bengals. And they're going to be up in the air. For Mr. Quarterback.
Joe Burrow, I know. I don't know what has happened to my Bengals, but I'm going to have to go with the Rams.
That sounds good. Good picks. If you want to take these home, mark them for me. Bring them back next week. But don't forget who you pick.
All right.
They're ready to kick them off right now. Blue Devils going to kick the ball away. Blue Devils going to kick the ball away. It's going to be Dakota Ferg. You got the ball. Teed up there, middle of the field on the 40. So he'll back up 7 yards. Soccer-style approach. Dakota Ferg, he's a soccer player by trade. Coach said he's 3 days over there, 2 days with the football team. He comes to end under end. It's going to bounce. It's going to be a backwards bounce. It's going to come to a complete stop, and the Blue Devils land on it. Blue Devils have an empty field right there, and they pick up the football, and that was in no man's land. That was not a punt. That was a kickoff.
Somebody had a brain freeze there. Number two, Jacob Bench, who's a heck of a ball player, cornerback, he just sat there and looked at it. So that's a freebie for the Blue Devils.
I tell you what, Dakota Ferg put a kick on that he probably couldn't duplicate it many times because it bounced on a backwards roll and he pretty much stayed right there.
That looked like a high wedge backing up on a PGA green right there.
So the ball's at the 20-yard line. Blue Devils get our own kickoff recovery at the Northwestern 20. So a late substitution. Clousers at the line of scrimmage. Four in the backfield. We got seven on the line. They're good. Shotgun. Capshaw going to hand off. Calvin found it down. Lost the football, but a Blue Devils teammate there to land on it. And right there was Joe Clouser landing on the loose ball, but Condit took it to the 5.
Yeah, Joe made a nice block to help him get down there and was in the Johnny on the spot there when the ball came loose.
So the ball spotted, nose up at the 5-yard line, Larry. We've just begun. We're 15 seconds into the third quarter.
Yeah, two very, very fortunate plays for the Tipton Blue Devils there.
So Blue Devils break out. They'll go from the right hash to the line of scrimmage. They'll line up, and they'll go with Calvin Condit as the Wildcat. To his left is Jace Hussey. He'll go straight forward to get the snap. Calvin Condit looking for an opening, looking for the break contain. He did not break contain, couldn't break the line of scrimmage as he went left side about the five hole, and they'll have a second and goal from the 5.
That one didn't look smooth from the start, kind of herky-jerky, and tried to get up behind his fullback there, but just kind of made nothing out of it.
So, Blue Devils throwing the play in there. Calvin Condit going to take a break. He's going to take a breather. Going to split out. Twins far right, middle of the field. Capshaw in the shotgun, single man in the backfield is Hussey. Going to take the ball. Hussey going to block out front. He's going to go outside and there you go. Touchdown. I tell you what, Dallas Capshaw, his feet were moving quick with those legs.
Yeah, he had
Chase Sussie out in front of him. Chase kind of sealed the inside guy, and he had two guys he had to beat to the corner, and he beat them pretty soundly.
So touchdown Blue Devils. They kick off. Use a minute and 25 seconds to go into the end zone. So it's currently 29-18. Coach Cole sends out a win. Going after the play is Tyler Carver. Tyler Carver is going to hold. Clouser, the boot is inside the upright. Good. And plenty of length there. Strong leg also by Dakota Ferg. 29-19. It's a 10-point game. I tell you what, you would never know it, but we do now.
Yeah, again, I can't tell you. I don't think I've ever seen two kind of weirder plays than that, with the Tigers just letting a kickoff sit on the ground and then you know, a nice run, but fumbled at the end of it and bounced right back up in Joe Clouser. So, again, Tipton's got to feel like they came up less during this second half.
You got to believe that the coaching staff wanted Dakota Ferg to put that ball in no man's land, and he was perfect.
Well, if that was a design, he did it quite well. I'm not as sure as you are, AJ, that that was the intent, but it sure worked out.
So the Blue Devils are going to kick off again. They'll kick off again a minute and 25 seconds after the previous kickoff. So Dakota Ferg is going to put it up on the 40-yard line. You back up 7 yards. Soccer-style, right-footed kicker. I hear he's pretty good on the soccer field.
I have not watched one of the high school games lately, but, yeah, they've got a pretty sound soccer team.
So there's the boot. In, under, in. It's going to bounce. It's going to stay in the field of play. We're picking up at the 1. Might have fell in, but he had to pick it up. He's out across the 10. And that was another dangerous situation. He let the ball go untouched till it bounced into about the 1. He picked it up to run it back.
Yeah, Trayvon Kirby just thought he was going to carry in the end zone, and boy, it checked up at about the 1, and he had to scramble to get to it and get any positive yardage there.
So they're going to take over. It's going to be at the 12. He runs it back out. That ball might have fell in, but he couldn't take the chance. Because here comes the Blue Devil. He had to make a decision right now.
Well, I tell you, the special teams coach is going to have a little heyday this next week, I'm sure.
So they'll line up in a shotgun. Northwestern Tigers. See him in the backfield. Low snap. Going to hand off. Right side. Ball carrier, 22, Sam Craig. Blue Devil's right there. Might have picked up 1. It might be a gain of 1. It might be 2nd down 9. Craig picks up 1 on the carry. They're going to call it a couple. The scoreboard is going to call it a gain of 1, 2nd down 9.
That looks like it was Will Wolford with the help of Cole Hussey there on that nice stop. Just barely got a yard.
So they break huddle. To the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 14. Game clock at 9:55. Clock moving. We're in the third quarter. Blue Devils already on the board here in the second half. So on the handoff, the White Knight's going to fake the handoff. He's going to kick himself. Shank is on the run. He takes it out to their own, the Northwestern 45-yard line. And the Blue Devils having a hard time staying at home.
Yeah, that was Cole Hussey, and he was hustling, but he's showing a pretty good limp here. And I know he kind of limped off the first half a little bit, and he's playing through it, but it's definitely, you can tell it's hurting him.
So ball spotted out to the 44. Nose up to the 44 from the right hash. Northwestern Tigers are going toward the scoreboard. They're going to the north. 9:40 on the game clock. Craven out of bounds. Clock will start on the snap. Split out wide left for Northwestern is number 3, Cameron Davis. Going to drop the throw. Going to roll right. Calvin Condon nearly got the sack. They let the ball go. Shank completes it. He finds the back out of the backfield. Sam Craig also making catches.
Yeah, looking at that offensive line through the binoculars, they have cut their splits way down. They're almost foot-to-foot touching on that front line, so they're trying to keep any of that inside penetration from getting to the quarterback.
So the ball moves into Blue Devil territory. 46-yard line, and nose it up at the right hash. 1st and 10, play comes into the huddle. Play clock is at 13. They're still trying to get the playoff, and they may just call a timeout here. There'll be an unnecessary timeout. We'll see. 4 seconds. 3 seconds, they're not set. 2, 1, they're not set. they call a timeout. Timeout called. I tell you what, Larry, sometimes you'll hear them on TV. They'll say they had to burn a timeout. That's burning a timeout. So they call a timeout just routinely. Sometimes they say burn a timeout, and that's not burning a timeout.
That's having to use one, and you don't want to do that. You want to use them when you want to, not when you have to.
Well said. So, well, you had a game this week. You got Blue Devils. Talk about your freshman in eighth grade this week.
Well, eighth grade, seventh grade is still, a little light in terms of number of players. So we went down to Northwestern. I think it was 16-0. Eighth grade came out. We've got a very good, very big eighth grade team, and we really just physically dominated them. Started off the game with a 11-play drive for a touchdown, which is going to use almost the first quarter. So that's real disheartening to a team on defense. And we pretty much controlled it. Ended up winning 12-6, and the sixth came late in the game off of a triple tip to interception. So they did very well against Northwestern.
So back to the line of scrimmage, timeout over. And a handoff right to left on the jet sweep. Going to get inside the 40 near the 37. Again, the ball carrier that time, Jet Sweep, number 10. That's Gabe Craig. He'll move the football, and he'll get close to first down yardage. And they're going to say that he's about a yard shy. Maybe he might have got it. They might. That's nothing to be a yard shy.
Yeah, that was Chase Hussey, and I see that Dallas Capshaw is having to play a little defense here with some of the guys going down, and he came up from a safety position, made a nice tackle.
Second down one. They can pretty much open the playbook on second down and one. We'll see. Chaja, hand off. Craig, up the middle, got a first down. He's got a pass to the end zone. He's going to make it to the end zone. I believe that's either his third or fourth touchdown run. And Sam Craig is, he went out there from about 37 yards out.
Yeah, the defensive end kind of came up the field a little too much, and he cut it in between, the tackle in the end there, and was clean sailing.
So Northwestern is going to try the point after by the kick method. We'll see what happens. A lot of fires in this game. So working from a setback soccer style is Peel. Owen Peel, boot is up and good. That was a good looking boot.
Yeah, he got a little bit more height on that one. Still nice right down the middle.
Hey, well, Larry, you're talking about football. I think you have a game this week. I think the Tipton Blue Devils is experiencing a homecoming right now. Hamilton Heights Huskies down the road, about 9 miles down the road, doing the same. And I think you're going to see Tipton going to be at Hamilton Heights Middle School.
Well, on Tuesday, we're going to go down and play and on the old middle school field, but... Yeah, it's always a big rivalry. You can kind of throw the rankings or the records, out the window whenever you're talking about, and it was funny when my kids played, they knew a lot of kids from Tipton, they played summer ball with them, whether it be basketball or baseball. So, they were friends or friendly, I guess, until it was that week. And then that was always a big rivalry for both teams.
Last year as seventh graders, you're now eighth graders. Played Hamilton Heights. It was a 0-0 tie, but a middle school, that particular sanction wouldn't allow an overtime 4 down from the 10.
So that was actually our eighth grade that did that. Yeah, seventh grade beat them pretty soundly last year, so we're hoping to do the same this year as eighth graders, but yeah, that we were all ready for overtime and the referees just walked off the field. I guess that's what happens when it's middle of the week. They got things to, chores to do at home, I guess.
I'm glad you pay more attention than me.
Well, I was coaching, so I had to.
So they're working the ball right there. They're going to boot it away. Short kick. It's going to be elevated. Blue Devils going to pick it up to 20. Had to pick it up backwards, kind of like a infield fly. Going to work it back up the sideline. Good return. Blue Devils out to the 40-yard line, and that was well done.
A play Springer picked that one up, and he saw a little crease on the sidelines and took it back for about almost 20 yards.
So the Blue Devils are going to put it in play. They're going to back it up a little bit. They'll put it at the 38-yard line. Nose up to the 38. Clock is stopped for change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. 8:36 left here in the third quarter. Both teams have scored here in the second half. Northwestern Tigers in front, 36. Blue Devils, 19. Shotgun. Coming in the back to you. Dallas Capshaw. Going to hand off left to right. Going to be caught in the backfield. No place to run. I said, what, Calvin Condit? Usually makes a hole when there isn't a hole, but sometimes you got to have a little crease.
Yeah, there were three guys there, 35, 25, 36. You name it. There was a lot of them there.
So they'll put it in play. They'll put it back up there and get a gain of a couple. I take that back. They're going to lose four. And it's second down. They're calling it 14 on the board. Ball's at the 34-yard line of Tipton. Shotgun. See him in the backfield. Slot left, split right. Going to roll left, looking to throw the ball. He's going to take it out of bounds. He'll save it for another down. He did not take a hit. That was pretty good poise from Dallas Crapshaw.
Yeah, he definitely did there, but, you know, I'd like to see him when he's out of the pocket, he'll throw that ball away and keep from having that two-yard loss.
So timeout on the field, and Coach Burke, I'll call him Coach Burke Emmert, is making his way to the other sideline, not quite sure.
I don't know if they have somebody a little banged up there. It looks like somebody, is it? I couldn't tell. Couldn't tell.
So Blue Devils on the other sideline. He's on the, and kneeling, I should say he's on the surface. They're going to check on him. Burke Emmert. It's going to be third and 16 when we come back to live action. 7:50 on the scoreboard. On the clock, actually. And it's a 36-19 ball game. There's a lot of time left, Larry.
Yeah, again, with a lot of the passing here and incompletions and such and getting out of bounds, you know, this is a little bit longer than we've seen recently, especially with the, you know, mercy rule the last couple weeks. But, so yeah, we're going to have a full long night tonight.
So they're attending him. No sense to hurry any situation, even if the gentleman would like to get up.
Yeah, you know, you want to make sure all these guys are tough or they wouldn't play this game. So, you know, they're going to jump up and tell you they're good, but we want to, you know, we want to make sure they really are before they continue and, you know, with the possibility of hurting themselves worse. So I know Burke's going to take his time over there and make sure everything is, you know, is well with that ball player.
So they're talking it over. They're still attending him. The Blue Devils to jog back out. But they're not going to play yet because they're still attending to the gentleman. They're on the opposite sideline. And I really don't think the defense and the offense think that they're getting ready to play, but they're not.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to, you know, take him off that side. No, he's up now. And
so they're going to check on him. He steps up to the surface. He gets this good hand clap from the Tipton faithful. And I think it's number. Yeah, he wears number 11. He wore number 10 a year ago. He's going to walk off the surface. And that's Mr. Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, as you mentioned, quite an athlete here at Tipton High School.
Yeah, he sure is. And, yeah, it doesn't look like he's favoring a leg, but he's a little awkward in his gait. So I don't know if they maybe just tweaked his back or something like that.
So speculation. We are not doctors.
Yes, absolutely.
But we do know of a doctor that Calvin Condit goes home with him.
Absolutely, sure does. Yeah, I just make that observation because I've walked that way myself sometimes.
I said, when I had a sciatic nerve a couple of years ago, they are awful. So I'm going to line up in a shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw, single man in the backfield. Slot right, tight end left. Dropping the throw to Capshaw. Looking right, you're going to flush out. He's going to put the wheels on. He's going to go right side and slow up a little bit. They're going to make the tackle there about the 37-yard line. That's going to bring up a fourth down. We're going to see somebody else come out to punt.
Yeah, he got most of that back to the original line of scrimmage, but, yeah, they're going to have to boot this one away.
So the Blue Devils send out 54, Nathan Hawkins. Nathan Hawkins can absolutely punt the football. He was designated as the punter at the beginning of the season. He missed a game or so, but this guy can punt the football, and I'm speaking from watching practice. So he'll step back about 13 yards. He'll take the snap. Good snap. There's the boot. Low elevation. It's going to roll going to get a Blue Devil roll. They're not going to touch it, and they're going to allow that to roll inside the 30 to the 29, and it's going to be touched down by Springer.
Yeah, Nathan is, you know, he's still nursing that non-kicking leg ankle, so you can tell it's bothering him a little bit still. He didn't get his normal height on that, but again, the results are good, and whenever that happens, it's a positive.
So, ball spotted, 29-yard line, Northwestern Tigers take over on offense. Blue Devils looking for the play. Defensive coordinator, Josh Frawley. So they'll work it right there, 29, middle of the field. They'll line up in a shotgun. Again, their quarterback is Brock Shane, 6'2", 175, junior. Early snap, they probably weren't set. So what is, oh, you know, call a timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils call a timeout. Coach Josh Frawley calls the timeout.
Yeah, must have saw something he didn't like there and just got it off in time, was a half a second before the ball was snapped.
So, you know, a lot of times you see guys and get in motion. The NFL get away with this more than any. They go in motion, they stop and square up, and then they snap the ball, and they didn't wait for a second, and they just get away with that.
Well, that happens all the time, and, you know, it's just one of those common things where the quarterback's got to understand that and give him the time to reset.
So, timeout on the field. 6:54 on the game clock. Landon Spidell stretching out a little bit. Landon Spidell, I'm not sure. Is that his dad there, do you know, the bigger guy?
I don't believe so. No, that's assistant trainer, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Landon Spidell, I mean, we hope he don't go in too soon, but he looks like he wants to get back in.
Yeah, and again, kind of stretching that, bending over at the waist, grabbing his toe, so that's, you know, he could be a hamstring, could be a back, could be, you know, any number of things, but that kind of stretch kind of leads me to believe it may be a hamstring.
So, well, I'm not pushing the issue too much, but I'm looking forward to seeing Landon Spidell on the basketball court.
Well, yeah, he's a good ball player, so I'm sure he'll be well in shape for that at that time.
So they'll line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Brock Shank going to take the snap. Sam Crane in the backfield. They're going to bunch that left side to him off. Going to zigzag like a water bug. That's Craig. Sam Craig moving and scooting. They had a tight bunch of receivers there at the left end of the tackles, and that was a design play, but water bug for Craig.
Well, he was bouncing around like, you know, he's in a boiling pot there, and you know, good thing with the Devils, they kept up with him and brought him down. Nice penetration there by Will Wolford, kind of turned him, got him off his original course.
So they give him 5 yards on the pickup. He earned it, along with his blocking. It's second down five. Second down five, balls at the 34-yard line of Northwestern. Three men down in front. Right there for the Blue Devils on the line. He'll pitch it right side. They'll die for it. He won't get nothing. I say, well, a lot of guys think when you leave your feet and you're airborne that it's going to be positive, and it never is.
Rarely is. That was Calvin Condick making the nice tackle around the knees.
I watched Keith Millard, Minnesota Vikings, back in the day. Third and 15, he tried to jump his offensive blocker, and it put him out for his lifetime because it got him in the knee, and he was done.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You see a lot of running backs. I saw Trayvon Henderson of the Iowa State Buckeyes last week take one of those jumping over the guys when they're coming in low, and yeah, you're kind of taking your well-being in your hand there.
So pass play, let it go. First down yardage, going to gain it. Catch was made right near the stick. Turns around, picks up another 3 yards. Credit to catch. And the yards after catch, number five, Tavin Murray. Tavin Murray, we mentioned him in the first half, but that's, I think, the first time we've mentioned him in the second half.
Yeah, Tyler Carver coming in off the bench, made a nice tackle there from his cornerback position.
So Northwestern's going to line up, split out, wide left in a slot. They're going from the right hash. Balls at the 42 of Northwestern. Takes a snap, handoff. Sam Craig. Craig's spin move. He's going to work the ball across the 50-yard line into Blue Devil territory. And he'll get to the 47, and he'll move the chains again. Be another first and 10. He set it down for Northwestern.
Yeah, that was junior Trayvon Kirby again, and he's got a nice, you know, he turns those legs and gets some extra yards.
So from the 47, right hash. Shank and a shot down. Single man in the backfield, believed to be Sam Craig. Slot right, short side of the field, split left. Low snap, picks it up. And give it back. Right there, going to be a loss on the play. Low snap probably caused a lot of it. The ball carrier there. 26, I believe. And I'm Trevon Kirby. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, that was Will Wolford doing Will Wolford stuff right there. He got off that block real quick and got him 2 yards deep in the backfield.
Second down, 12. We're called 13. Closer to 12, but we'll leave it at 13. Second down, 13. Ball's in the middle of the field, right there, just next to the white eyeball for the new logo at midfield. So they'll work for the shotgun. It'll be a motion, stop play, and they're going to say it's illegal procedure. And I had a guy moving forward. The motion hand, we looked about that jet sweep again, I do believe, Jake Felix Craig. Looks like he was going to be one of the ball carriers there, but they worked it early and got a penalty. It's going to be an illegal procedure against Northwestern.
So that's got to be the 10th one, and I don't know that I've seen that many of those calls in a game in a long time.
Absolutely, I can agree with that. Slot right, split left, shotgun. Dropping the throw is Brock. They'll work it right side. You're going to make the catch. Defense was good. Might have been a little bit too good to go uncalled, but the catch was made right there on a good play.
Yeah, Tyler Carver again getting some action here. Made a nice play. Had him covered pretty well.
That's about as close to coverage as you can get without getting a flag.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's, sometimes you can cover the guy very well, and he can still make the catch, and that's what happened right there.
So, third down. Third down ball's just inside the Blue Devil 45-yard line at the right hash. 2:50 on the game clock. Clock moving. We're in the third quarter, 36-19, Northwestern in front. Dropping the throw, Brock. He's going to roll left, looking to get rid of it. He does. Across the middle, caught. Caught by Northwestern inside the 25. The catch made there by number 10, James Craig. And Dave Stewart Craig was the first to help a Blue Devil up if he wanted to help up.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it just seems like every time the Devils give him a little bit too much time, he's picking them apart here. And obviously a good quarterback, he still keeps his eyes looking downfield, and those receivers come back to him. And so, again, that was turned a broken play into a really nice one.
So just inside the 25-yard line, 24 and a half, if you will, slot right, split left. Handoff up the middle, deep back. Again, that's 26. Junior athlete, senior class member, Trayvon Kirby. Kirby working the ball right there, and Cole Hussey working pretty hard to stay out there.
Yeah, he's limping pretty bad now, but he's a tough guy, both him and his brother, so you're going to have to, pull him out by the shirt sleeve, but he's not going to come off easily.
So ball's just outside the 20 here. Let's call this a 21. Second down, 7 after a gain of 3 by Kirby. So they work a shotgun. But Kirby is still in the backfield. Here comes near motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Make it look like a jet sweep, a handoff. He'll go the distance. He's in the end zone. 21 yards out. Touchdown. I believe that was 26. Trayvon Kirby. Kirby getting on the board, was it 22? Sam Jones, sophomore?
Looks like it, yeah.
So, Meyer, 22, he was off to the races, 21 yards out. Sam Jones, sophomore. So here comes the spot, there's the set, and there's the kick. Another nice kick. Owen Peel puts it through the uprights. And the Northwestern Tigers take a 43-19 advantage.
That's a correction. That was Keeney again. That probably is fifth touchdown tonight.
So I'll tell you what, we might need to bring you a little lamp up here. What happened?
It's getting hard to see up here. We look for the lights at halftime, but I guess they don't work here, so we're going to have to bring our little
little camping lantern next time we're back here at Ford Field.
Do you want me to do that or do you want to take that?
Oh, I can get that one.
So, 123 on the game clock. Blue Devils getting ready to receive. And a Northwestern out there to kick the ball. And responded at the 40. They've not asked the Blue Devils to come out to the field yet. So I guess they will. And there's the whistle. There's the notification. So they'll bring it back out. Blue Devils going to return. 123 left here in the third quarter. 43-19, Northwestern in front of Tipton. This is a Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. Blue Devils playing their first game in the East Division. Second game here for Northwestern this season. So set to kick off is Owen Peel. 7 yards deep, soccer style. Here's the boot. Nice hit. It's going to be taken by Calvin Connett at the 7-yard line. He'll go up the right seam, Blues. He's going to get it across to the 40-yard line. Calvin Connett was about a half a step from going the distance.
Yeah, there was a little hole there in front of him, but it closed kind of quickly right there at the 40.
So they'll put the ball right there at the right hash. Blue Devils have it nosed up to their own 40. And Dallas Capshaw gets the play from sideline. It's Dustin Shear. As you mentioned, Purdue going against Wisconsin tonight, Larry tells me. And Purdue hasn't beaten Wisconsin since 2003. So shotgun formation. That's when Dustin Shear was a junior in high school. Here comes the flags come in, and we've got an early movement. Blue Devils. And I said, why they throw three flags in unison? So you know they're looking at the ball game.
Yeah, so they all saw the same thing there.
So they'll back it up. They'll put it at the 35-yard line, nosed up. It's going to become first and 15 for the Blue Devils. Calling the play in the huddle is Dallas Capshaw. Play clock is at 23. Game clock stops. You'll start on the snap. Far right side is Landon Spidell, wide receiver, playing a little bit deep. He's going to block out in front. He's going to get a little bit blocked there, free up a couple, three more yards. And going across midfield is Calvin Condit and Landon Spidell getting in the blocking game.
Yeah, and the big line made a nice hole for him, and once again, he got through it quickly.
So they roll the clock. Clock moves in barely into Northwestern territory. At the Northwestern 49-yard line. Blue Devils going away from the scoreboard. We're under a minute left. Clock moving here in the third quarter. 49-yard line, right hash, shotgun. Dallas Capshaw calls the cadence. Takes the hand off the tape. Hussey keeps it himself. He's going to pick up the first down on his own. They get blocking out front. We know that. But Dallas Capshaw is going to pick up about 12.
Will Wolford pulled on from his guard position there. Had a nice block, kicked the guy out, and was able to get up inside and make a nice game.
So clock moving, 35 seconds. We'll have at least this play before fourth quarter. They break huddle, they're just to the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. First and 10, 25 seconds left, play clock at 14. There's the line of scrimmage, shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Connett in the backfield, flag comes in. Somebody's in the neutral zone. Somebody's lined up in the neutral zone. It's going to be a legal procedure. They're going to call it on Tipton.
Yep, I saw that one. Looked like left tackle kind of bobbed his head a little bit, and they're calling that tight tonight.
That is tight. 18.1. They're going to roll the clock. Play clock. They don't have to snap it now. Play clock is way over top of the game clock. Play clock is at 16. Game clock at 8. So wait. Seconds off. Looks like the Blue Devils are going to just go to fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's just kind of an easy time out there. So
the end of third quarter play is 43. Northwestern Tigers. Tipton Blue Devils, 19. Timeout on the field. We're between quarters.
Yeah, we'll see what they come out with here. They've got first and 15 after that penalty. They'll be about the 42-yard line, so
Tipton offense is gathering with the coaching staff on the 50 here, talking about what they need to do. So I want to remind you, the game is provided by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. I do baseball each spring, or 1A section, let's see, West Lafayette, or I'm sorry, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball, football here in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter with the Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies.
So we're between quarters right now. Tipton Blue Devils lined up right there near the 50-yard line. Tell you what, Larry, it was an art form to watch him build this field and watch him build other fields. I never knew it happened like it does.
It took a long time up here, but, you know, I kind of had a daily view of everything that happens, and, yeah, it's quite an undertaking.
These rubber black pellets that they inject underneath the surface, they had crates and crates of those all packaged up over here by the entrance.
Oh, yeah, that makes for a nice soft field, but I'll tell you what, you get tackled face first on this stuff, you'll be picking those black pellets out of your eyeballs and your nose and your ears and everything else. And my wife she says, what is this black stuff in my kitchen when I come home from coaching up here? And I got to tell her, well, we were on the main field last night, so.
That sounds good, right? Got it in your washing machine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we do.
So, Blue Devil's going to line up in a shotgun. Slot left, going to hand off, right to left. Calvin Shining's got a good run in. He's going to go inside the 40-35. He's down near the 32. That's a good run on a first and 15 play.
Yeah, outside linebacker, I should say, Michael Eric on the tackle there for the Tigers.
So, Blue Devils have it at the Northwestern 32-yard line. They're calling it second and four. Ball's in the middle of the field, right in front of the goalposts at the 32-yard line of Northwestern. So let me line up in a shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. To his right is Calvin Condit. Twins to the right, tight end left. You're going to take the handoff. They'll keep the ball himself. Dallas Capshaw all going to dive forward, get inside the 25. Dallas Capshaw going to get it to about the 24-yard line. First down, Blue Devils.
Once again, Will Wolford on the pole there. Had a nice field block to spring him, and then Dallas did all the work himself after that.
So they spotted at the 24-yard line, still middle of the field. Dallas Capshaw got his number called, I'm sure, by Dustin Shear. So they'll go from the shotgun again, Dallas Capshaw. He wins number three. He's a junior class quarterback. Working from to his left. It's Calvin Connor. You go block. Pass play. Left side. He's open. A little bit tall. Trying to find Zach Ridgway. Zach Ridgway is 6'4". He threw it a bit above him. I say what? His brother. About 6'8".
Yeah. They breed some tall boys in that family. And, I think, Zach just kind of didn't get a good jump on that one and got on him quicker than he thought he would. But it was definitely overthrown. I don't think he could have got a hold of it.
How about back in the day, basketball team had Jacobs. I think Jacobs was a cook at Jim Dandy on his all time. Jacobs was 6'11", and that 6'11" guy, Van Meter or something.
I didn't follow them back then, so I'm not sure exactly.
So they're gonna take the handoff. They're gonna give it out of a direct snap to Calvin Cotton. Here go right side four hole. To get inside the 20 near the 19-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third down and about four. So clock moving, fourth quarter, 10:18 left. Play clock at 24. They adjourn huddle. 43-19. Blue Devils trying to increase their point total, trying to cruise and mess that gap up a little bit. So they're going to work it back around. They're going to hand off perfectly. They're going to get it up the jet. Dallas Condit working the football. And tell you what, we'll go ahead and mention, since this is homecoming, second time we'll mention this, Tipton Blue Devils, Eli Carter. He's now at UIndy, playing tailback. I'm not sure what number he wears. He didn't know yet when I talked to him. His dad, Brian Carter. Brian Carter evidently had the record here at Tipton. Eli Carter beat dad's record. Eli Carter, 6,072 yards. That's total. 41-27 rushing in his career. And in 2022, more than 1,500 yards a year ago. So handoff. He paid himself. That's 87, Calvin Condon. Condon goes right side. He picks up a good gain.
Yeah, they're using this wildcat formation with Calvin taking the direct snap, and it looks like he got about 4 yards or so on that first down carry.
So Dallas Capshaw enters the game. Calvin Condon going to take a breather. They come over to the sideline, get a pat on the chest. He's a workhorse. So they're going to work from the shotgun formation once again. Jace Hussey is in the backfield to the left of Dallas Capshaw. Spit out wide right short side of the field. Is landing spot here. We're going to roll right. Going to let it go. Pass play in the end zone. He's open. It's caught. Touchdown. Blue Devils about 7, maybe 8 yards deep. And a pretty good pass play there. I tell you what, Dallas Capshaw with good poise right there. And he got rid of it in plenty of time prior to absorbing a sack. And a good touchdown pass, was that landing?
That was Cole Hussey actually on that one, and guy came down hard on him, so he's limping off again here, and he's played a well of a football game, but he's going to feel this tomorrow, that's for sure. In fact, he's down on the sideline right now, getting some attention.
Yeah, he's going to stay on the sideline in the field of play, kind of use this as kind of a timeout, give the guys a break. But I tell you what, Cole Hussey, last year as a sophomore, he was calling the defensive huddle.
Yeah, they, again, both the Hussey brothers, they've got a football IQ and tough as nails, both of them, and they, you know, got a work ethic that's second to none. So I'm sure, you know, coaches are happy to have them, and they're very coachable young men and just quality ball players and quality individuals.
So they're going to give him a good hand clap. He's going to be assisted to go to the sideline. Burke Emmert, trainer for the Tipton Blue Devils High School. And they'll bring him over, and then they're going to begin the point after touchdown. After the touchdown, pass play from Dallas Capshaw. So they're going to work it right there. They're going to go for two. So they're going to work it right there. They got a Calvin Condit, the only back. He's got an empty backfield. Timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils might not have been exactly ready to run a play. They'll call timeout here because absolutely more important is Cole Hussey.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think they were kind of looking at that direct snap shotgun, and the wildcat to Calvin, and probably looking for that throw that he made earlier in the game where they had him in that wild tide and he pulled up and threw it.
So, timeout on the surface. 8:47 left. So, what, when you're talking about scoring a touchdown in a minute and 25 seconds, this game is still in reach.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's tightening up a little bit. They still got a lot of work to do, but, you know, getting there where we're making – you'll start thinking about maybe we can pull this off again.
So 8:47, timeout on both sides. And the white-hatted official comes over. He lets Coach Cole, one timeout left. He says, I know, thank you. But so they'll go try the point after touchdown right here. And Dakota Ferg is on the sideline. Not going to kick the ball. Blue Devils going to go for two. 43-25. Trying to work it within 16. So they'll work two in the backfield. Tight bunch, tight end left side. Two wings, two wide receivers. Chase Hussey in the backfield. Look at the direct snap to Calvin Condit, and he's going to go in basically untouched. He was pushed out of bounds about 2 yards deep, but Calvin Condit didn't take a hit.
Not at all. That was, again, play made Calvin, obviously, but Chase Hussey leading him into the end zone with a nice lead block out of the fullback position.
So, 43-27. 43-27. Couple of touchdowns, couple of them Calvin Condit runs, and we're tied up.
Yeah, you never know how the ball might bounce, you know, so we'll see. Maybe they can put one of those backspin kickoffs and jump on loose ball again. I doubt that. I'm sure the Tigers special teams coaches tell them not to allow that to happen again.
Okay, what, that kick and that recovery, we still have probably won't see two or three of them in our lifetime.
Well, I saw one earlier this year with our seventh grade team and about lost the rest of the hair that I still got.
Maybe three or four of them.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So, Blue Devils are going to kick off Dakota Ferg definitely in this game for this kick. And they're going to boot the ball away, and the officials blowing the whistle and bring them over. And the Blue Devil band to our right making a good, joyful noise. So they'll work it right there. Going to hand the ball to Dakota Ferg. I tell you why Dakota Ferg is lifted. He's listed at 5'11", 160. Man, I can't hardly believe that. He looks like 6'2 or 3.
Yeah, I think he's, maybe this thinness makes him look taller. I don't know, but, I was next to him down in the field, and I think he looks closer to 6 foot to me.
He's kind of a quiet young man, at least to me. So here comes the kick, end to under end. Middle of the field. He'll be taken inside the 15 at the 14. On the return, trying to get what he could. Might have got down in a hurry and avoided a big hit. And on the return right there, I believe it was 19. And might have been Armani Jackson. But a pretty good return, and they're going to put the ball in play at the 24-yard line, first and 10.
I don't know who got the tackle, but I was kind of impressed with big number 76, Peyton Blair, got down there in a hurry for a big guy.
Blair knows it up to the 23. Just inside the left hash. Northwestern going away from the scoreboard, from our left to our right. 8:43 left. Change of possession. Clock stops now on the snap. They give it to Craig. Craig with the football. He'll get it about to the 25. Might have picked up two. Blue Devils converge.
Will Warford again out of the defensive tackle position. Just getting off the block real quick and making a nice tackle for only a 2-yard gain.
So at the 25-yard line. Calling it a gain of 3. Call it second down 8. 8:16 on the game clock. Clock moving. Fourth quarter, 43. Northwestern, 27. Tipton. And we're going to shotgun. We're going to take some clock here. Play clock is at 8. And I've got to admit, Brock Shank taking some clock here. Lost the handle. Ball's loose. Ball's loose. And the Blue Devils may have fallen on it. And they did. I tell you what, when you take some clock like that, karma takes over and the football got.
Yeah, but he made the cardinal sin there of trying to pick the ball up when he should have just fallen on it, and I think that was Peyton Tragesser falling on that ball.
The Blue Devils get another break in the ball game. So they got a good break in their first possession. They picked it up, I think, got it to 16 in the first quarter. And then to start out the second half, they boot one to no man's land and fall on it. When a kickoff is detrimental, you got to fall on a kickoff. And they get this on the ground right here inside the 20. So 24-yard line for Tipton. First and 10. 7:56. Clock starts now. The handoff left to right. Condit. Condit's loose. He's inside the 20. He's going to get to the 19-yard line. 7:47, clock moving. Blue Devils, a little more urgency with the time clock.
Yes, Bladen Stevens, nice tackle there for the Tigers.
So inside the 20, ball's at the 19 at the right hash. Blue Devils adjourn, play clock at 20. Game clock moving at 7:28. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw in the backfield with him. He's going to roll left and pick up a block, trying to break contain. Calvin Condit tried to get a block. He might have got the block on the furthest inside man. And Dallas Capshaw is going to come up a little bit gimpy.
That's Michael Eric, outside linebacker for the Tigers. Had him right to dead to rights there. Didn't let him get outside. Made a nice tackle.
So they're going to go to the huddle. Capshaw's in the huddle, trying to fight it off. 6:54 on the game clock. Ball's at the 21-yard line, left hash. Northwestern Territory. Play clock at 7. And shotgun. Here comes a snap to Capshaw. He's going to drop the throw, 2 steps, looking left. He's going to roll left. He's going to let one go, going to pull it out of bounds. Going to live for another down. Live for another down. That was a third down play. It is going to be fourth down. But let's see if they send out Dakota Furter. But they're going to go for it. They're going to send out to Capshaw to call the huddle.
Yeah, that was a outstanding mental play by Dallas Capshaw. You know, just threw that one away instead of taking a large loss and keeps them, you know, at least in striking range.
So about a 38-yarder if they were to try it right here. If they can draw Northwestern offside, they could theoretically try that, but they're going for the first down. Dropping the throw. Pass play in the flat. Calvin County, he'll cut it back. They'll get inside the 20. They'll get about to the 19. And he does not pick up necessary yardage, and it's going to be a turnover on down.
Yeah, it was a nice thought there. Too many guys pursuing from the inside out, and caught him coming back inside.
So the Blue Devils are going to send out their defensive unit. Coach, right there. Coach Stoker, some final words right there. I tell you what, Coach Stoker has forgot more than I'll ever know.
Yeah, he's about been around here a little while, hasn't he?
Tell what, you've been around here a little while. You're right on his back heels. But you're still learning, right?
Oh, okay, every day.
Me too. Trying to. So they're going to work it right here. Northwestern takes over on down. First and 10, Northwestern. Shotgun. Handoff. Sam Craig. He's going to bounce it forward. He's going to bounce it out to about the 29. He may have a first down. So they're going to spot it there. They might take a look at it and call it. Or they might look the chain movement. They're going to call it a little bit less than needed. They're going to move the chains. And I'm like, I guess. I haven't seen them bring chains in. You know, it doesn't happen very often. They don't bring chains in anymore. They trust their optometrist.
Sure. I think that was Trayvon Kirby again, the water bug runner out there on that one.
So, shotgun formation. Take them in the backfield. Brock Shanks takes the snap, hands off. Good tackle in the backfield. Good effort. Dallas Capshaw.
Dallas had a little defensive skills there. Came up out of the safety position, maybe had him on a blitz anyhow, but he came free, made a nice tackle.
So were those words probably spoken by Coach Stoker to him?
I would think that was probably the case, yeah, because he was coming the whole time out of his safety position.
I got to admit, Dallas Capshaw, is he coachable? Probably so.
Yeah, very much so.
I would guess so, too. So shotgun formation, Brock Shanks. In the backfield, Sam Craig, here comes near motion. They're going to get it to him on the jet sweep again. Going to work it right side, trying to break the chain. He's going to get out to the 32. Again on the jet sweep there was number 10, Gatefield's Craig.
Yeah, and I think that was number 21 for the Huskies. I believe Yeah, Blue Devils. I'm sorry. I got Huskies on my brain this week thinking about our game next week. But number 21 made a nice play from his cornerback position.
I'm kind of looking forward to that game. That game is going to be a good one.
Well, so am I. I can't get it out of my brain tonight, I guess.
Yeah. So, we're going to back it up and play right here. Third down, 8. 4:23, clock moving, fourth quarter. Shotgun. Shank going to fake the handoff. Pass play is hit. Offensive line got the hands up. Evidently, we know who it was. Who was it?
Oh, Will Wolford, once again, getting in there, getting his hands up, and knocking that thing down.
Boy, he's a player. He's got some gloves on. He might have a little bit extra padding on that right glove.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's got a torn bicep muscle on that right side, and he taped it up. He missed a game, and he taped it up really heavy last week against Central Catholic and just played offense, but he's playing both ways again tonight.
14-yard depth, going to punt. Owen Peel for Northwestern. Good snap, good boot. Going to roll, going to bounce. Blue Devils going to get away from it. That's Logan Seidel lets it go by him. going to go out of bounds at the 22-yard line, Tipton territory. So Tipton, 78 yards to pay dirt.
Now, that was another good punt. Got that thing to turn over, and as soon as it hit the ground, it tough towards the end zone. So another nice punt, probably, gosh, what's about a 50-yard total with the maybe 55 with the roll there.
So from the 22, Blue Devils. Offense on the field. Jay Tussis back out on the field. Landon Spidell back out, running good. Calvin Condit looking good. They'll break huddle. 18 seconds on the play clock. Clock will start on the snap. 4:08 on the fourth quarter clock. 43:27. Blue Devils trail by 16. Shotgun. Going to be a direct snap to Calvin Condit. Hands off. Jay Hussey. Hussey moved the pile out to the 25. Three-yard gain. And Hussey picks up a three-yard gain. It'll be second down and 7 for the Blue Devils.
Jonathan Keeney again on the tackle, but he had a lot of friends helping him out on that one.
So they nose it up to the 25. Second down, 7. Blue Devils, Zach Roach, check whistles. Quarterback will be direct snap, going to be taken again by Calvin Condit. He's going to roll right. He's going to throw a pass and he's going to jump it up. He was going to throw a pass. He was covered. He's going to run the deep route again with Landon Spidell. And Calvin Condit had it tucked away and running forward.
Yeah, that was a play they used earlier for the touchdown to Dakota Garmin, but nobody opened on that one, so he just tuck it and get as much as he could.
So just across the 25, third down 7. Blue Devils need to pick up 7 to move the chains, keep the drive alive. Dallas Capshaw taking a snap in the shotgun. He's going to pick it up. He's going to drop back 2. Pass play right side, a little bit out front. Got to admit that was a catchable ball, but got to admit the sideline was looking at him and Landon Spidell. That would have been a good catch.
Yeah, it would have been a great catch, but that sideline, you know, that got in his head, I'm sure, a little bit, and he was thinking about trying to catch the ball and getting his feet in the bounds, and that was just a little too much to handle there at that juncture.
So a fourth down play, Larry, 4th and 7. Blue Devils are on their own 25. They need 7 here, or they'll give the ball away in a bad situation, but they got
to
go.
Yeah, there's no coming back on this one, so you got to do everything you can to try to move the ball down the field.
Shotgun. See him in the backfield, split left, split right. Tied in. They're going to drop the throw. Dallas Capshaw. Going to roll right, he's going to take the ball away. He's going to tuck the ball away, he's going to get tackled. Behind, right there near the line of scrimmage. And not a lot to do there with that situation. It's going to turn the ball back over on down to Northwestern.
Yeah, again, there's just a lot of guys playing hurt out there, a lot of guys going both ways, and they're giving it their all. I can tell that. You know, nobody's giving up over there on the blue side, but it's just a little too late.
So, every spot the ball for Northwestern. Northwestern's going to have it just inside the Blue Devils' 25-yard line. So they're going to adjourn huddle. That's Northwestern. Shotgun again. Number 17, Brock Shank. 6'2 quarterback. 175. They'll take the snap. He'll hand off. They'll go right to left. They'll go one hole. The ball carrier is going to be number 26, Trevon Kirby. So Kirby getting a good dose. So what Tim Craig is not all they have to lean on.
Oh, he's a nice little runner there. He runs hard, and he's got some good lateral quickness. And he's got a good future ahead of him. Will Wolford, once again, on the tackle. He's putting in the work tonight.
So just inside the 20, near the 19, nose up, Northwestern Tigers in a shotgun. Slot right, split left. They'll go motion, dog motion, left to right, tight end. Going to hand off up to Ted. Kirby again. Kirby going to get back to the 12. So they're going to work it back in the middle of the field. Going to bring up a second down. They're going to get the first down on the play. So clock moving 155. first down on the 14, the doorstep of Tipton.
Yeah. Peyton Sergesser there on that that stop, and he's trying to get the guys fired up. Again, I'm sure all they have to do is take a couple of knees here to run this clock out, so we'll see what they do.
So Northwestern is during huddle. Play clock is at 12. They're to the line of scrimmage. Game clock at 1:30. Ball resting at the 13-yard line of Tipton. Fly comes in. Another illegal procedure. I tell you what, you better not check your fingernails in this ball game.
Okay, I wish I had about $5 for every one of these they called. I'd have a nice dinner tonight.
Incredible. But I guess you got to be true to who you are.
You know, obviously it's something that this crew looks for, and they're seeking it and they're finding it quite regularly tonight.
So it sounds like Matthew 33 you're talking about.
I'm not. Seeking ye shall find, huh? I don't know.
Seek first the kingdom of God and all things shall be added.
Absolutely.
So they're working right there, 23-yard line. Two in the backfield. One of them is quarterback, Brock Shanks. The other one is Kirby. Kirby gets a handoff. He goes left side. Tries to make contain. He'll dive to Zach. Might have got back a couple of yards on the play, but got what he could.
Yeah, Will Warford got him by the ankle. He broke through there, and Aiden Blair finished him off.
So they'll spot it at the 16-yard line. Game clock is at 1:01. They're going to work it right there. And I might see one more snap in this ball game. Looks like Northwestern might be getting ready to call a timeout. They're bunched up. I don't see. They are bunched up. This is a play technique, evidently. They've got four in the backfield, seven on the line of scrimmage. They're going to take a kneel down. 37 seconds. That was a nice way to take a kneel down. Tony Dungy would be proud of that.
Oh, yeah. The old victory formation, they called it. And good game played by both teams tonight. You know, good effort on both teams. Good defense, some good offensive plays. Entertaining game for sure.
So the clock is still moving. They've already, it's strange pleasantries that they're going to walk across the field. They will. 10 seconds left. And umpire coming in, the official coming in, shaking hands with a crew member of the Blue Devils coaching staff. Clock finally empties out. There's the whistle. This clock does have a whistle. Not every clock does. But they're shaking hands going across the 50-yard line. And final score, Northwestern Tigers 43, Tipton Blue Devils 27. So they'll play there and they'll get ready for next week. We'll mention Northwestern next week on the 29th. We'll be home with Western. Western this year, they are achievable. They are achievable.
Yes, I've heard they haven't got quite the team that they usually have over there. Sure, Northwestern's looking to, put two in a row on the books.
So, we'll mention they'll be at home. Northwestern will be home with Northwestern, with Western. And that'll be a Hoosier Conference East Division game at 7 p.m. And the Blue Devils, next week, will be home. They'll be home with the Hamilton Heights Huskies at the 7 o'clock start on the 29th. And that's another Hoosier East matchup. Now, I'll tell you what, Larry. What a game. It took some effort, and I hate to say it, but Mr. Emmert will be busy this week.
Yes, he sure will be. There's some guys banged up. Hoping the best for Cole Hussey and some of the other guys. Dakota Garman, who had a little injury as well to a leg. He'll be busy this week, but I'm sure he'll get them back, as many of them as he can, for next week against the Huskies.
I do think that the homecoming was successful here at Tipton High School.
Yeah, they had a good time, and halftime had the assistant principal, Mr. Lyday, who's a great guy. They had a vote during the week from the students on who they wanted to kiss the pig, and he won that contest, if you can call that winning, I guess. But kids love him, and so a lot of festivities tonight. They're going to have an open house here after the game in the gymnasium. So a lot of the moms and dads and fans can go in there and tell the guys they did a great job, because they really did work hard tonight.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you. We're going to bow out of here. Got to remind people, tomorrow the Earth Festival starts. So that's the 23rd, 24th. fill the streets of Atlanta, because they're going to multiply the capacity of who lives in that town by many. And we thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we thank our pre-game folks and the coaches. They're always good. They're kind. They're generous with their time. We try to not make it too funny. We try to make it real enough for them to answer legitimate questions and give them the floor, because less of us and more of them is always the best.
Yeah, and AJ, you do a great job, you know, doing some research before to ask those good questions, to get them talking and, you know, telling us about their team and about the guys. And so, I know the coaches, the players, they enjoy that as well.
Thanks. We're about out here, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.